Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Spoken, and they have spoken clearly.
Where now for the GOP?
The Republican Party house has just burned to the ground. There's nothing left.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. His name is Barack Obama, and he has written himself into American history.
I cried. I never thought I would ever see this in my lifetime.
There was jubilation in the air last night as the first-term senator from Illinois became the first African-American to capture the presidency. He did it by winning decisively in the popular vote and the Electoral College count. At the victory party in the Windy City, tens of thousands came to cheer the president-elect.
I will never forget who this victory truly belongs to. It belongs to you.
I'm Steve Kathan in Chicago's Grant Park. The crowd came in here optimistic and went home euphoric after Barack Obama's historic victory.
Well, I'm thinking about all the 89-year-old, 90-year-old African-Americans who are so overwhelmed and grateful.
An African-American man told me he never thought he'd live to see a day like this.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from Chicago. Peter, you were there last night. It must have been an amazing scene.
It sure was, Nick, symbolized by a homemade banner that said, "We have overcome." The president-elect set the tone for confronting the dramatic economic and foreign policy challenges.
The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there.
In coming days, Barack Obama will explain how he plans to get there, starting with key staff and cabinet choices, Nick.
Well, the celebration in Chicago was mirrored by parties from coast to coast. We begin with reporter Vicki Thomas in Detroit.
People are now just in the streets. Some people are hanging out of their cars with Obama signs. Some are singing. I saw one guy drive by with an Obama mask on, waving to people as he passes by. It's just a celebratory atmosphere.
I'm Pete Combs at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
We have seized the promise of America.
In the church where civil rights leader Martin Luther King preached, there is celebration as the nation elects its first black president. Hundreds of people in the pews are going wild.
I just want to cry.
Outside the church, an impromptu street party that goes on well into the wee hours of the morning.
Here in front of the White House, a crowd of hundreds, if not thousands, of people have assembled chanting Obama and USA. This is very unusual for a crowd of this size and magnitude and volume to be here in front of the White House, celebrating the victory of Barack Obama.
As the night unfolded, Republican John McCain watched in Phoenix. That's where CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato joins us live this morning.
Resigned to his fate, respectful of democracy.
The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly.
John McCain gave up a campaign in which he ran with the ball and chain of a failing economy and unpopular president he largely supported. His campaign didn't adapt new fundraising realities. Sarah Palin turned off many moderates McCain needed. In a class act concession, he recognized the history of the moment and called for cooperation.
Senator Obama and my old friend Senator Joe Biden should have the honor of leading us for the next 4 years.
Many devastated supporters are in no mood to compromise, as my CBS News colleague here, Steve Futterman, discovered.
There were mixed emotions among the McCain supporters last night for the man who will now be president. Some were genuinely kind.
Best of luck to Barack Obama. Hopefully he can unite the country.
Others were skeptical.
I just hope that he doesn't mess things up too bad.
This man said he will not support Barack Obama.
I'll be just like the Democrats. Democrats are now with the Bush, so two could play the game.
And this young woman in tears did not hold back any of her feelings.
Barack Obama, our commander-in-chief, not anymore. He's not my commander-in-chief. He's not my president. He never will be. Never will be.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at McCain headquarters in Phoenix.
5 past the hour. I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A new day in Colorado to go along with changes nationally. Democratic Congressman Mark Udall heads for the U.S. Senate.
This is a great country. We're optimists. We have a can-do attitude. We need a new kind of leadership. We need a new focus, and I think that's the message we're hearing tonight from the voters.
Udall's victory over Bob Schaefer gives the Democratic Party both of Colorado's Senate seats for the first time since the mid-70s. The House races, Diana DeGette wins in District 1, Jared Polis in District 2, John Salazar in District 3. An upset in 4, newcomer and Democrat Betsy Markey over Republican incumbent Marilyn Musgrave, and the two Republicans that won House races in Colorado, Doug Lamborn in 5, Mike Kaufman in 6. In District 7, it was Democrat Ed Perlmutter retaining his seat. Nationally, Democrats added at least 15 seats to the 30 they won from the GOP in 2006. Also on the Colorado ballot, Amendment 48, the Personhood Amendment, rejected by a wide margin of voters. Most amendments went down in defeat. Exceptions include Amendment 50, which increases minimums on casino gaming, and Amendment 54, which sets restrictions on campaign contributions from government contractors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No crashes or stalls to get in the way. However, weather issues are going to present the problems as things get up and running around the metro. Looks like some very dense fog is rolling in along C-470 this east of Broadway towards I-25. And in the mountains, I-70 is slick and snow-covered in spots. This once you get west of Georgetown past Eagle, everybody's going.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
I mean, it really got crazy. And what happened was, is they had these velvet stanchions, I guess, is that what they're called? These ropes around that was supposed to protect us, the radio people, and we were the only ones there. along with our sister station KOA. John can chime in more about this than I can. All right, so they were supposed to have these velvet ropes around us during the broadcast so that we wouldn't get stormed, right?
Yeah, little velvet, yeah, like the things you see in the movie theater.
Yeah, but things got nuts. What do you say?
Yeah, there's a mingling of people going on.
So what else that happened is Mario and I are doing this broadcast, and people are just coming up and talking to us and shaking our hands and telling us how much they love us. And that part was great, but it was like, it was mayhem, wasn't it, John?
It was mayhem. Complete mayhem. It was fun.
I haven't done that bad of radio since I called Little League Baseball in Valverde County in Texas.
Like you said, it was one of the most unprofessional broadcasts ever in history of radio.
Yeah.
But it was one of the funnest broadcasts.
Yeah. But we couldn't help that because there were just so many people all over the place, and the place was just up for grabs and going nuts. Well, you've got to feel good this morning. You have to feel good this morning. Barack Obama did it. Colorado did it. Yes, we can, and we did. And unbelievable. What we did.
I couldn't wipe the smile off my face as I was trying to go to sleep last night.
No, me
neither.
I really
couldn't, Jay. I mean, I was like sitting there just like smiling like, I need to go to bed. I got about 2 hours of sleep, so.
Yeah, me too.
Rough this morning.
I barely slept. I barely slept at all. And I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. Imagine how. I mean, this is a referendum. This is a referendum on Reaganomics, this is a referendum on trickle-down, this is a referendum on self-centered behavior, this is a referendum on stepping up to the plate for your community, your state, and your country. These folks, a lot of the talkers on the right, have slung mud, have launched full-side attacks, and it didn't work. It didn't work. All of that negative campaign did not work. And let's hope that coming up in the coming years that stuff is dead and that people learn their lesson. And I'll tell you something else that changed in politics. You know, never mind the historic aspect of an African American getting that being elected to the White House. You know, that goes without saying. But the other thing that it did is it changed politics in this country forever. How? Because Barack Obama and the Barack Obama campaign showed that the little person, you and me and everybody else, we can contribute and be part of the political process by giving money, by being involved, by canvassing, by volunteering, by making a difference. And the most powerful tool was the internet. And when the disgruntled conservatives start in with the distortions and the smears, we have the internet to quash that. A lot of people have got blogs. I've got one. Go to jmarvinblog.com, and you can see my comments about last night, which I put together about 2 o'clock this morning. But we have all of those things at our hands. Now, are we going to turn this country around immediately? No. It's going to take a long, long time to dig out from where we are. And it's going to have to require each and every one of us to step up to the plate. We're going to have to tighten our belts. We're going to have to stay off the credit cards, and we're going to have to make some sacrifices. You know, the days of, well, let's just go shop are over with. And I think Barack Obama, President Obama, I think he indicated that last night in his speech, his victory speech, that it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. And you know what? You can't clean up an entire field of cow manure with a spoon. And I'll tell you something, those folks on the right, they're going to attack. They're going to go after him. They're going to blame the election loss on us. But you know what? That's not the case. And I'm certainly hoping that there are conservatives out there, and I'm talking about Barry Goldwater conservatives, not neocon fringe, but just conservatives out there who will realize that, and I think they do, who will realize what we need to realize, which is that we've got to come together as a country and we have to fix what's wrong. Look, nobody's as vindictive as I am. Nobody's as hot-tempered as I am. A lot of us have been punished for a long, long time over this, including myself losing a job, a high-paying job, at WLS in Chicago because I was too liberal and I couldn't, I just couldn't adhere to what they wanted. I tried, I couldn't do it, and the job disappeared. And there's this thing in talk radio about how nobody works on these big radio stations unless they're conservative. So for a lot of us, it's going to be very, very hard to get over our hurt feelings and anger over what's happened to us for 30 years in this country. And I'll tell you something else. Deregulation does not work. It doesn't work. And we need prudent regulation, not overregulation. And we're going to repair the things that are wrong with this country. And everybody ought to join together to get it done. I really believe that. And we had fabulous outcome here in Colorado. Congressman Ed Perlmutter retained his seat, which is great news for this country, and it's great news for his district. Marilyn Manson Musgrave is finally history. She's gone. Betsy Markey beat her. We just had success all over the place. Morgan Carroll did well. I believe Joe Rice did well. Jabs Amendment went down in flames. So I think that in honor of, and what I can't remember, that was Proposition.
The Personhood Amendment got killed.
Yeah, the Personhood Amendment. Proposition 47. Yeah. You know what? All the BS with Rosa, the laundry worker, and the whole thing, and Jake Javits and Caldera and all those people, I think in honor of 47 going down the tubes, Jake Javits should put all of the furniture at American Furniture Warehouse on sale at half price.
They should just give it away.
Yeah, they should give it away.
Clearance.
Right, clearance. If you make under $250,000 a year, you should be... Let me rephrase that. If you make minimum wage, you should be able to go to American Furniture Warehouse today and buy whatever you want for nothing. As Allen Ginsberg used to say, when in America can I go into a store and get something with my good looks? You ought to be able to do that. Don't you think, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, like Jake, Caldera, I'm still looking. I wonder if Rosa the laundry worker sent in her ballot. What do you think?
I don't think she even really exists.
Yeah. And Amendment 50 passed.
Woohoo!
And
we're
so,
taking that AM760 charter up to Central City soon.
Yeah.
So well, you know, the towns up there get a vote on it, but...
Yeah, as soon as that gets rolling, we're putting together a charter bus trip. You're all invited, and if you can't get on the bus, we'll just cavalcade up there and have ourselves a good time and maybe block off some hotel rooms.
And put the money on the come line there.
Yep, man, go for it. Play a little roulette.
Roll some hard eights.
Yeah, let's get it done.
I can't wait for craps, man. I haven't played craps in forever.
It's going to be
a while, but...
It's going to be great. Aren't we being petty here with a larger picture? All right, 303-713-7600. You know what we're going to do this morning? We got a few guests, but not many. We're just going to take your calls all morning long. I mean, let's get on the air and partay, because that's what we ought to be doing. Yes, we can, and we did. Your call's coming up next, 617, 17 minutes after 6, John in traffic.
Jay, we started the morning off with some wet roads around the Denver area. We're also dealing with patchy fog, especially on I-25 south of Orchard towards Happy Canyon on I-25. We are starting to see traffic build in the north end as you're traveling southbound on 25, first around Thornton Parkway. Again, once you get closer to downtown, also seeing it build on 270 for eastbounders from York up to Vasquez. Also in the high country, you do have some icy conditions between Vail Pass and Loveland Pass. We do have some restrictions as well. Your forecast, who knows what's going to happen today. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder. Highs pushing into the mid-40s. Certain areas of the metro could receive rain and possible snow.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Jill's Google page with Yahoo and carried her bed into the forest while she was asleep. Wake up, Jill!
Ah! What do you want from me?
Oh, just want to show how helpful Yahoo Search is.
Why didn't you just ask?
Come on, search for camping.
Hey, a little drop-down menu gives me related suggestions as I type.
Search quick getaway.
Right.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Come out and have a good time and watch Rockies give turkeys to those who need it most, who otherwise would not have a great Thanksgiving. Come on out. We got stuff for the kids to do. I'm going to be there. I would like nothing better than to stand around or sit around and just talk to you about how you feel about this record year we've had. And, of course, speaking of records, Rockies breaks the records all the time, being Colorado's largest volume dealer with literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Rockies Autos, matching down incentive, show you the book price, want to see your trade-in. And they're open now, this morning, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday, Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-322-3799 today. 1-800-322-3799. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
To those Americans whose support I have yet to earn, I may not have won your vote tonight, but I hear your voices. I need your help, and I will be your president, too.
And that's what we need. We got to come together. No, you know, no, nah, 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 we beat you. No, we can't have that. And Barack Obama's right. This country is about everybody. 622, 22 minutes after 6. Snow likely today. High of 43. Yeah, man. Let's get to those phones, because enough of my babbling. We want to hear from you. Here's Pat and Thornton. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just great, man. It's good.
It is. It's amazing. It's overwhelming. It's like 8 years. No, it's like 30 years out of the darkness into the light.
I know. It just feels so great. But, you know, it feels like winning the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And like they said, like Pat Boland said, this is for John. This is for John Caldera. Dick Watt, I'm a wild of people.
Yeah, Dick
on
Watt.
The right.
Dick Watt. Well, you know what? If you
Dick
have
Watt?
A fa- if you, Dick Watt, if you have a
Watt,
face,
okay.
if you have a Facebook account, I just started a group, 10,000 people who want Dick Wadhams to leave the state of Colorado. So anybody can sign up. Just go find the group and sign up.
Yeah, I bet you guys felt like rock stars last night, huh?
You know what we felt like? I can't speak for Mario, but this is what I felt like. I felt like we were swept up in a tidal wave of people and emotions and 80 million things going on at one time and trying to realize what was going on and just being so scared in the beginning and then so overwhelmed as the night went on, I think in 34 years of radio, I've never lost control of a show. I think Mario and I lost control of the show last night because we were just so overtaken.
Yeah. Are you still going to make that Sarah Palin pinata?
Oh, the Sarah Palin pinata?
Pinata, yes.
Listen, I haven't X'd the idea out, except somebody said to me last night, walked up and said, well, you know what, you should keep your mouth shut about that. And I said, yeah, you're right, I shouldn't be divisive. And the guy said, no, that's not the point. He said, don't say it on the radio, do it yourself, because he said, then they'll have like 10 other people to compete with on the 16th Street Mall. So I said, well, yeah, you're probably right. But we'll see about that. Pat, thanks, man.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Yes, we can, and we did. Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Oh, man, I was at my friend's last night watching that. My voice is all screwed up.
Yeah, I can tell. You know what, no offense, but you sounded like, were you doing any drinking last night?
No.
You sound drunk. That's okay. John Turk and I would be drunk if we could.
Oh, we partied, brother. We partied real good, and I was nervous the whole night until my friend Michelle put her arm around me and said, we actually did it, and I just started crying.
I knew we had won. I knew we had won. When I asked Oscar,
Grouch.
Yeah, and when I asked them to look up Pinellas County, Florida for me, and when they said that Sarasota and Pinellas County, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area had gone blue, I knew that Barack Obama was going to take it.
I actually started to cry, man. I mean, I watched my home state of Ohio turn blue. And I'm looking at Florida, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? It took so long, and then all of a sudden, bam, blue. And I went, finally. Finally, finally, finally.
I know. Overwhelming, wasn't it?
So as that one idiot, what did he say, that got her done, we got her dead? Yeah, well, we got her dead, and I hope that guy can just go away now.
Well, you know what? Listen. We shouldn't be that way. And I know we're tempted to get on. And we're tempted to wave the American flag, and we're tempted to put people down.
Yep.
But let's not move to the level of some people who occupy the airwaves in this town.
No, I'm not going to do that. Just that one guy in particular, because, you know, we got or did. I mean, really. That particular guy, I don't know. I'm just so excited. You got more calls to take. I got to get ready for work. When you get done with your shift, I know you're going to crash all day because you guys are up all night. So have a great day. Enjoy this, and we got to get to work now.
Yep, you got it. Rock on, brother. Thanks.
Right, you got it.
All right. Let's go to Eloise in Denver. Eloise, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. What a great morning it is. First of all, I'd like to say one great thing is Democrats, we're taking back the American flag. I'd like to ask every single person out there, hang your flag today outside
Absolutely.
Your house.
Absolutely.
That's number one. Number two, besides all the wonderful things for history, for children, for people who fought for the civil rights movement, everything that's been said all night long goes without saying in the candidacy of Barack Obama, but the greatest, second greatest thing about this race was, as you took away my thunder, let this put an end to the politics of ad hominem arguments, of guilt by association, of promoting lies, knowing that you're lying and repeating it over and over again, of the politics of innuendo. You know, if anything, the greatest thing of all is that Libby Dole went down with that ad.
Yeah, wasn't that fantastic?
There is justice in the world, and I don't want my children to think this is a political dialogue. You get up there, you repeat a lie over and over again, you put it on the internet, you castigate someone because of their friendships or even their business or casual alliances with someone and hammer it over and over again. It was all the tactics of Joseph Goebbels, and I don't say that lightly.
Joe McCarthy, too.
And being used in this race. And if this loss puts an end to that, that is one of the biggest services that can be done for our democracy.
Well, I think that in a lot of ways it is going to put an end to it. And I'll tell you why it's going to put an end to it. I think that there are going to be members of the Republican Party that are always going to try those kind of maneuvers. I think that the folks who occupy the right-wing segment of talk radio are not going to relent, and they're going to continue the way that they've been before. Even though I would say that there are big signs that say the American people want a change of tone in how we handle things. And that, you know what, that goes for me too, but I'm going to tell you something. Here's the big thing. We learned through this election cycle that through the use of the Internet and word of mouth and contact with each other, we can blunt those attacks.
Exactly. And, you know, someone finally said the emperor has no clothes out loud, which is very, very important. You never heard in this campaign any talk about the fact that Cindy McCain stole drugs from her own nonprofit and got addicted to them and took them away from the children in Africa. Never heard that said. Never heard it said that he pals around with a convicted fellow, actually socialized with Charles Keating, and went on his airplane twice to his private island taking his family. Never heard that said. Never heard it said that John McCain was a buddy-buddy friend of G. Gordon Liddy. Never did that come up. It was never mentioned by a talking head. It was never mentioned by associates. Nothing. Nothing. That could have been said over and over again. Instead, Barack Obama took the high road, and it paid off.
I agree.
And the only reason why I'm saying it now is to point out that there were things that could have been said about John McCain, but we talked about the issues. I'm not saying that some people didn't go overboard. Sometimes they did. And I'm not saying that people didn't exaggerate at times. I think that's human nature. But for the most part, this was on one side was talking about the issues, and the other side could only just throw mud. Now, they're living in the mud field, and we're stepping up.
I think by and large you're right. Now, I admit to going down to the mud a couple of times, but...
Well, it sure is tempting when it's getting thrown. You want to throw it back.
Well, but that's my nature.
I just really hope. I hope and pray, and I'm so thrilled. At sometime after 11 o'clock, one of my daughters on the East Coast called me. She was still up, and I have young grandchildren, and she said, Mom, it's going to be so great. The girls are going to grow up in an entirely different world, and that's true.
It is true. Eloise, thank you.
Sure.
Well, really well said.
Thanks.
All right. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Let's go to Moses. Moses, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Moses.
How you doing? I'm actually calling to congratulate you and all the time that you paid and all the courage that you show. I know you from this station. I know you, Shell and Randy Rose were the one who's backing Obama when everything is against you. But you did inspire us. I'm an immigrant, and you did inspire us in a land where the motto is equal right and opportunity. So you did sacrifice a lot. I hope you're going to keep on doing what you've been doing.
Well, I'm going to keep on trying. When you say you're an immigrant, where originally are you from?
Well, my families are from Africa, but I grew up in the Netherlands.
Well, are you a naturalized American citizen?
Yeah.
Then you're an American. You're not an immigrant. You're an American.
Yeah, but I mean, you were the balance. You were the one who defend all the hate and all the finger pointing and all that. And not at times you were going out of your way trying to explain what is fair and what is right. And I do have respect for the principle that is done for. And you did earn a respect. In everywhere, in every measure, and I would like to be part of this conversation, and I'm proud of being the 760 show crew, and I highly appreciate your contribution, and
thanks.
You put a lot to it.
Well, I'll tell you something. I didn't do it. You did it, and so did everybody else, and we all did it together. We all did it together, and it was no single one person. And as Barack Obama says, the race wasn't about him, it was about us. And we finally decided as Americans, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of religious orientation, regardless of all of those things, we all decided to band together and to start to restore this country back to where it belongs. And I just hope that people on the other side will be able to come together, and that, yes, we'll have to make compromises, that, yes, we'll have to give and take, and that everybody will have to suffer a little pain. But we've got to do it together because we are one nation, you know? We are.
Yeah, we are. And you did pay the sacrifice. I know Mario, for all the reasons and all that, was kind of reserved when it comes on the primary and all that kind of stuff. And I know how tough the business is, but you stand still for what you believe is right. And like you say, we need to compromise, and we probably need to pay prices and all that, beside the negativity and all. But again, I appreciate what you put on this journey. And you deserve a lot.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, Moses, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye.
All right, we'll see you later. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John's going to do the traffic, and then we would have no victory celebration without Tom Hartman, who's heard here Monday through Friday starting at 7 o'clock. We'll get Tom's take on this and more of your phone calls. Mr. Turk, what is the... auto traffic look like?
Well, Jay, it's not looking so good so far. A few accidents to start off your morning. The big one in Aurora, eastbound I-70 near Quebec. Already seeing backups around Colorado Boulevard. Slow going there. You're going to find speeds in the teens. Also, one, a car versus deer accident eastbound C-470 at Ken Carl. And also an accident eastbound I-70 in the high country west of Georgetown. Traveling in the high country could be a little treacherous this morning. We do have some chain restrictions over the high mountain passes. And there are icy spots being reported between Georgetown and Grand Junction. Also dealing with foggy conditions along I-25 south of Orchard Road down towards Castle Rock. Your forecast, a good chance for more rain and snow this morning.
Well, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time online researching beauty products. I'm always looking for the newest and best way to keep my skin looking great. But I'm also a big skeptic because I've spent a lot of money on products that just didn't live up to the hype. I recently got a Clarisonic skincare system, though, and wow, this is the real deal. Clarisonic is from the lead inventor of the Sonicare toothbrush, so you know it's good. With over 300 sonic movements per second, the Clarisonic deeply yet gently cleans your face and unclogs your pores for healthier, younger-looking skin, and it only takes 1 minute a day. Best of all, you can now try Clarisonic free for 30 days. It's really easy. Go to sonicbeauty.com today to get your 30-day free Clarisonic trial for just the cost of handling. Plus, go to sonicbeauty.com right now and get a free bonus gift worth over $50 with your free Clarisonic trial. Go to sonicbeauty.com or just click on your media player now.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Debt. You have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
I could be wrong. My
went to extraordinary lengths yesterday and for the last 2 years. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow likely, a high of 43. All right, a victory celebration would not be a victory celebration without Tom Hartman, because Tom does the heavy lifting on the show. I just kind of like skim along. And he's here every Monday through Friday, starting at 7 tonight. All right, Tom, what's your take?
Hey, Jay, my take is best summarized by the guy who was actually, you know, born in the same city I was, Grand Rapids, Michigan, former President of the United States, Gerald Ford. Here he is.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
There you go. That's my take.
I think your take's absolutely correct. Were you amazed at all? I mean, we were at the Democratic headquarters, the ballroom at the Sheridan downtown. It was the first time, I think, that in my 34 years that Mario and I lost control totally of the show, because people were just coming out of the woodwork, grabbing us, yelling at us.
Mm-hmm.
The roof was going crazy. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's. I realized when it was obvious that, you know, it was obvious, and, you know, I mean, you know, 2 hours before they called the thing, it was pretty much obvious. But when they actually called it and Obama came out and did the acceptance speech, I realized that I have been holding my breath for a year, that I have been fully expecting another stolen election. You know, I know how they do it now. I knew where they were going to do it. And, in fact, you know, they did it. I mean, there are still large parts of this country where, you know, the votes are way below what they should have been because the Republicans, you know, well, Colorado's one of them because the Republicans were so successful in ripping people off the voting
rolls. But you see, the thing is, we turned out so many people here in this state that we overwhelmed them. And
that's
that they could not get control of the situation. Plus, we had people like Pat Walk, head of the Democratic Party. We had people like Ed Perlmutter, congressman from the 7th District. We had the Obama people, because my wife worked yesterday as a runner for them, going around to the different polling places, and we canvassed on Sunday. They had people in place if there were going to be problems. We were ready.
And a fine thing it was. And when it finally sunk into me that it was happening, I didn't start crying, but I was damn close to it. I mean, it just blew me away. Blew me away.
This, to me, you correct me if you think I'm wrong, but this, to me, is a referendum on trickle-down and Reaganomics, and the Reagan Revolution is dead.
I think it even goes way beyond that, Jay. I think it's a referendum on the United States of America. I think this is bigger than the election of Ronald Reagan. It's bigger than one of those roughly 20, 30 years, you know, conservative-liberal cycles that go all the way back to the founding.
Right.
I think there are only three presidential elections that really in a serious way come close to this. And that's the Revolution of 1800, the election of Thomas Jefferson, pushing back against John Adams, turning the country into a fascist state, the election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860, and the election of Franklin Roosevelt in 1932. At one point Obama was asked, you know, name some transformational presidents, and that was the great moment when he angered Bill Clinton so much that he didn't forgive him for a long time because he didn't mention Bill Clinton. He said Ronald Reagan was transformational. But this is more than that.
Yeah.
This is much more than
that. And I got to go along with you about FDR. For sure.
Yeah. I think there have been three major shifts in America's understanding of who it is or what it is, you know, who we are. And this is the fourth. And each one has happened about every 80 years, by the way.
Yeah.
Every fourth generation.
Yeah,
go back to Strauss and Howe's book.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I don't want to hear any more about the fetish of free markets. I don't want to hear any more about trickle down.
Yep.
And about all of these things.
And yeah, no, that stuff is dead.
We can't have health care, but yet we can come up with $750 billion or whatever it is to bail out banks.
Right.
You know, this stupid war in Iraq that has just tapped us. You know, I know what the right wing will do, the ultra right wing will do. They will start attacking.
It's going to start this morning.
Oh, yeah. They'll blame us. They'll blame the media. They'll blame us. They'll blame everybody else but themselves. And, you know, if I were them, I would take a good inner look at what's gone on in the last 8 years and since 1994. But you know what? They're not going to do that. And the only thing that they have is to lash out. And you know what? While they lash out and throw their audio temper tantrums, we'll get to work, and we'll put this country on the right course, and we'll rebuild America.
Well, I think this is going to sweep right across in all kinds of directions. In our business, for example, Jay, I have a particular interest in my own day part, which is in East Coast time, noon to 3. Noon to 2 is Bill O'Reilly. He's announced that he's leaving radio.
Yeah,
so we've
true.
Got 330 radio stations that we're knocking on their doors right now. We've already started. And what we're hearing from many of these program directors is, you know, last couple of years, I mean, I'm in the sixth year of my program, but it's really been known for 3 years. You know, we've been on, you know, really a lot of stations for the last 3 years. And in the last book, I beat Bill O'Reilly 2-1 in Los Angeles. So anyway, they say, yeah, the last couple of years we thought you guys are pretty fringy, but I'm guessing probably, you know, here in, you know, fill in the blank, right? Some city where there's no progressive talk radio. I'm guessing maybe people want to hear what those Obama guys have to say. So, you know, let's talk. Let me send me a demo. You know, in other words, we're going to take you seriously response that, you know, we would get where we'd get hysterical laughter 2 years ago.
Well, do you know that the whole, now we're talking inside baseball, but I think people should know this, and I've been talking about it on the air. You know, the whole right wing is all there can be on the radio. Phil Boyce, who is the former program director of WABC Inspired type of thing. I mean, I lost a job at WLS over it.
Yeah.
I lost a job. You know what it was? It was like being Albert Maltz during the Blacklist years.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's my point, is that this is bigger than radio. This is a sea change in how America identifies itself. And I'm seeing it in my business. I'm seeing it in our business. And I think that we're going to see it right across the board. I think we're going to see it in television news. We're going to see it in newspaper coverage. We're going to see, I mean, you're going to see the frenetic pushback. But, for example, when Bill Clinton was elected, it was seen by the right. And in fact, Bill Clinton's presidency was probably the best thing that ever happened to the Rush Limbaugh program. It made the Rush Limbaugh program. It was seen by the right as an opportunity to go foaming at the mouth, and particularly in radio, and make some money and do, you know, and grow. And they did. I don't think that that's going to be the case this time, because this is a transformational presidency. This isn't just a Democrat.
We also have more. We also have more tools at our disposal. We have the internet. We have ways of quashing the mudslinging. Here's some sad news just breaking. Republican Norm Coleman has won a second term in the U.S. Senate in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
So Al Franken lost.
Oh, that's a shame.
That is sad. And, you know, I wanted us so bad to get to 60.
Yeah.
We're close, but we're not quite there. And I know Al really, you know, fought a good race there. But overall, I'm like you. I just think things are dramatically going to change, and you know, Bob Dylan, for us baby boomers, the times, they are changing.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is either people are going to get hip to it, and I hope everybody gets hip to it, and that we all come together as Americans, but people, you know, they always say, lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yep.
And that's, I think, where we're at. We're going to fix this country.
Yep.
We may not do it in 4 years, but we're going to get to work on it.
Yeah, no, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna take 10 or 20 years to undo the damage.
Oh,
28 years of Reaganomics has done.
Yeah, you and I will be down in Miami on a shuffle,
Jay, how you doing?
Yeah, on a shuffleboard court somewhere, talking about the days when we were on the radio, and they're still going to be trying to fix the mess that these people left this country in. You know, right. The absolute mess. And you and I, we're not Marxists.
No.
Well, okay, I was at one time. I plead guilty. Were you now, or were you ever a member of the Communist Party? Yes, I was, but I am not now. But you know, seriously. Don't you agree? I mean, this is going to go on. It's going to take us. Well, all right. Before I go here, let me say this to you. What did it take Japan 10 years to get out from underneath the last time they had an economic downturn this bad?
They're still in it. You know, the stock market in Japan right now is at 18% of what it was at its peak in '98, and so they're still in it. And I have a feeling that our stock, you know, we're going to see the same thing over the next 2 years. We're going to see some very, very difficult times, and we're going to have to climb out of them. And it's a good thing that Barack Obama is going to be at the helm.
Yeah, I agree. Tom, great day. Great day, man. Can't wait to hear you on the radio.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward. I've got to start doing show prep right now.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you.
Have a good one, Jay.
You bet. All right, there's one of my favorite people, Tom Hartman. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yes. And we're about to go to the head of the Deadheads for Obama committee. John Turk approves this message and is the head of the Deadheads for Obama. Am I right about that?
I think there's already a head of that. I'll take up the spreadheads for Obama.
The panic people for
spreadheads
Obama.
Spreadheads for Obama, yes, sir.
You know what? After you're done with the traffic, we'll take some more calls. We'll take calls all morning long, so don't everybody think you're not going to get in. But I think we better blow some panic out of the speakers.
Okay.
To party on. What's the traffic look like?
Jay, traffic is looking pretty busy. Southbound 225 also slamming right now. Parker Road to I-25 showing speeds in the teens, maybe get up into the 20s. Got a few accidents out there. One on eastbound I-70 near Quebec. Also one up in the foothills or in the high country around Georgetown, just west of Georgetown. You are going to find some slick spots in the high country, basically between Georgetown all the way to Grand Junction. Also got a car versus deer accident that's slowing people down as you're moving eastbound across C-470 at Ken Carl. Also dealing with some foggy conditions to the south of the metro. That's basically going to affect you between Orchard Road and Happy Canyon in Castle Rock. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder. Look for highs pushing to the mid-40s today. Certain areas of the metro could receive more rain and snow. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
First Community Bank. When you walk through their doors, they remember your face, your name, but most important, they remember that it's your money. And that's...
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yone, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility, restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Ends 11/23/08. Must be 18 or older.
Ah, tis the season for the Christmas shop at Walmart. With shatterproof ornaments for $5. And unbeatable prices on pre-lit trees, tree skirts, trimmings, wreaths, LED lights, and all things holiday. You'll get the Christmas you've always wanted.
Visit the Christmas shop in the Garden Center at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
61 or on the web, MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Orbitz Price Assurance. If another Orbitz customer books the same flight as you for a lower price, Orbitz will automatically send you a check for the difference. Visit Orbitz.com today.
In honor of all who served, GEICO proudly supports their stories in their own words. Visit AmericanWarLetters.com to learn more.
Boy, are we partying. John Turk and I are partying. We're throwing it down, and you're invited. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow likely. High today, 43. Jam that panic up. Alright, let's go to the phones and keep squeezing people in. Kim in Denver. Kim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the impact that it's had on some newly naturalized citizens of the United States. I work out at Denver International Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And volunteer for the Campaign for Change office in Aurora. And I had the pleasure of signing up brand new voters from other countries that gained their citizenships in the United States, which is also a part of the American dream. I got to be a part of history for them and to help them every step of the way during the process so they can vote for the first time as a United States citizen. Most of the people that we have that work out at the airport are from African countries. They don't get talked about much, and there was a big organization on the part of Julie Naimi, one of the field organizers that had rallied the Ethiopian church to register brand new voters. And for those that were not legally able to do so, they donated money at $50 apiece towards Barack Obama's campaign. I wanted to thank them and for their courage in doing so, because when they come here, they take a big risk.
Right.
They come here to capture a dream that they didn't see possible in their own country. I also wanted to talk about how personal it has really been for me, too, because my husband is from Bamako, Mali, and my son is mixed. And when the John McCain's campaign got so dirty, I became so extremely offended, and that was part of my push for driving Barack Obama's campaign, and it became very personal to me. Being in the country that we're in and the integration and the desegregation that many of us have already been part, and to listen to people that would act in such a manner that it would put us back many years behind at many people's expense. There are a lot of mixed-race children. There are a lot of people's children who deserve an opportunity at a chance at all opportunities that the United States has to offer. And I am so glad to have been a part of that process.
Well, you know what? I think we all feel the same way you do. And the thing that's going to be great about this is we're not going to solve problems overnight. It's going to take work. It's going to take time. I think we're all going to have to talk about that and repeat it to ourselves at times. and we get frustrated. But the fact is, we will leave your kids and kids all over this country and all over this world a better place to live because of what happened last night. Kim, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And we will. All right, 303-713-7600. Yes, we can, and we did, and we'll talk more about it coming up. And as a matter of fact, we're going to talk to somebody who was at Grant Park last night with 150,000, 200,000 people, and we'll find out what that was like, and then we'll take more of your phone calls, so stick around.
When it costs no more to have two. The Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The entire stock of suits. Buy one at our regular price, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider all handcrafted sport coats. Buy one, get one free. All dress pants. Buy one, get one for free. Even cotton twill pants. Buy one, get one free. And every executive dress shirt. Buy one, and your second is free. Plus, two extra bonuses. All corduroy blazers, $79. And every Pima cotton sweater, only $19. Hurry to Joseph A. Bank. All suits. Buy one, and your second is free.
Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Chicago. After breaking the last racial divide in U.S. politics, President-elect Barack Obama faces the challenges of building his new administration. He set the tone in last night's victory speech.
We know the challenges that tomorrow will bring are the greatest of our lifetime. Two wars, a planet in peril, the worst financial crisis in a century.
It is still a poignant time for Obama supporters here in Chicago.
I'm overjoyed. I'm still excited. I can't believe it, but I knew it was going to happen.
But the president-elect must move beyond the emotions of the moment. CBS News political consultant Joe Trippi looks at Obama's immediate challenges.
The financial crisis is still a mess. What's his economic stimulus package? Who is his Treasury Secretary?
Obama's expected to make some of those key decisions very soon. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Chicago. Now with more on the election, here's Frank Settapani.
The question now for John McCain and the Republicans is, where did we go wrong? CBS's Barry Bagnetto is live at McCain headquarters in Phoenix.
Let's start with the exit polls, Frank. McCain couldn't tap the critical middle ground, partly voters said because of his running mate choice, Sarah Palin. A man he bypassed, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, says Republicans have to catch up to some new realities.
It's going to need to come to grips with the fact that this is a changing country in terms of technology, demographics, culture, economics.
And with the diversity of the nation soon to be on display in the Oval Office, the GOP has to connect with young people, blacks, and Hispanics who used to vote Republican but bolted from McCain. Live in Phoenix, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
Crowds from coast to coast took to the streets last night to celebrate the election outcome. A Los Angeles woman said she had trouble finding the words to explain how she felt.
They said there would be days like this. This day would come. It's here.
Barack Obama's coattails helped the Democrats gain 17 House seats and 5 in the Senate, with a handful of races on both houses still to be decided. Connecticut's Christopher Shays, the last Republican House member from New England, was swept out of office after 10 terms.
I was really hoping that a very positive campaign with a good record could overcome the tsunami we all knew was there.
California is still counting the votes, but supporters of a proposal to ban same-sex marriage are already declaring victory.
We're gratified that voters chose to protect traditional marriage.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is calling on President-elect Obama to stop the killing of innocents. Afghan officials say the latest in a series of deadly American airstrikes targeting the Taliban has killed more than 30 women and children at a wedding celebration. CBS News foreign affairs consultant Jerry Van Dyke.
It's impossible for soldiers to know who is a Talib, who is a farmer, and they do use this as cover. They've done this very successfully now for years.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 13 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your gas gauge.
Oh, my needle is asleep.
What's wrong, gas gauge?
For some reason, I haven't been moving.
Oh, well, that's probably because I got the Works Fuel Saver package at the dealership.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and more, just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to stop for a sandwich. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Good one.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 11-30-08.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Democrats successful. Like their national peers, Congressman turned Senator-elect Mark Udall.
Can you feel the winds of change blowing here in Colorado?
Udall beat Bob Schaefer by a 52-43% margin. It's the first time since the mid-70s both of Colorado's U.S. Senate seats are Democratic. In U.S. House races, five of seven Democrats won, including Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
I think there's no doubt that one of the first things we'll do is to reverse President Bush's restrictions on stem cell research.
Other Democrats winning or keeping House seats include Jared Polis, John Salazar, Ed Perlmutter, and Betsy Markey over incumbent Marilyn Musgrave. Republicans Doug Lamborn and Mike Kaufman also won House seats. On the Colorado ballot, Amendment 48, the personhood amendment, rejected by a wide margin of voters, and most amendments going down in defeat. Exceptions include Amendment 50, which increases minimums on casino gaming, and Amendment 54, which set restrictions on campaign contributions from government contractors. Snow in the mountains, chain restrictions for trucks over many of the state's passes this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, as you just heard from David, we're looking at wintry driving conditions in the high country, especially once you get west of Georgetown, making your way along I-70 to past Eagle. Now, in fact, there's a couple different spin-out accidents along 70 near Bakerville. Checking out those CDOT cameras, can see a car off into the creek, I-70 and Silver Plume. Now, it sounds like the guy's okay, but you're going to see some activity there. Now, around the metro, an earlier accident on I-70 near Quebec is responsible for some slowdowns. Southbound is on 225. You're really bogging down after Parker Road towards DTC, and watch out for that crash. It's on C-470 of Ken Carroll involving a car and a deer. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner, and your King Supers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy. And they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Supers Pharmacy.
Plenty of people would say P stands for Phoenix. They would only be partially right. With just two races left in the chase for the Sprint Cup, there's another P that's even more profound. Because this P takes both patience and perseverance. And if a driver can prevail, he will earn a place in racing history. At least a page or two. P stands for only one thing. Pure and simple, P is for pressure.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Phoenix, Sunday at 3 Eastern on ABC.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I listen to the Jay Marvin Show. I like what you do, but Jay, I'll be happy when you leave town. Snow likely, high today, 43. All right, Grant Park last night, a place that I'm really familiar with, and a guy who I partnered up with in the 90s on KHOW, and we had one of the best radio shows going until management wrecked it, the one and only Steve Alexander. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
We're back on the radio together. You want to start asking the women callers what they're wearing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. What are you wearing?
Well, you know, I got an Obama t-shirt on, actually.
I thought you probably would, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
Should have seen all of the vendors of unofficial Obama T-shirts and other paraphernalia along Michigan Avenue yesterday and last night. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, when Michelle Obama was here, when Barack Obama was here twice, yeah, we had exactly the same thing. And listen, I got to tell you, Mary and I bought buttons. We bought buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I bought my wife Diane a T-shirt. The one that declared him the President of the United States. I bought that at about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
That's cool. That's really cool. So you were at Grant Park last night.
Grant Park, yes. The scene of probably 200,000 or so Obama fans jammed in elbow to elbow. And in two different parts, there were people that had tickets to the event. And then about 10 blocks away on the north end of the park, there were an equal number of people, probably another 100,000, that just watched it all on a jumbotron who didn't have tickets, and they got in. But it was from the weather, which was absolutely gorgeous. It was in the 70s here yesterday. Last night it was probably 65 when the rally began, and just a beautiful night. But it just... Just a magical, amazing evening for these quarter of a million people that came downtown to cheer on Barack Obama. And that was inside the park, outside the park, on the streets, Michigan Avenue and other streets in the loop that were the downtown area of Chicago that were blocked off. They were just full of people that didn't even get in. Or didn't try to get in, one of the two. They were just partying, whooping and hollering and cheering and chanting, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I heard from my one of my police friends an email early this morning, Tommy the Commie, who works in Area 2, that it was a quiet night last night, that they didn't have any major incidents at all.
None. I think they had 7 people that had to go to or get medical treatment for non-violent related reasons, you know, sprained an ankle or maybe heart attack or something like that. But very, very quiet. And I think that, you know, having standing in the middle of all of these people in Grant Park and watching Barack Obama. Well, I watched him on the jumbotron because I was probably 2 football fields away from the stage where he was. I couldn't see him, but they had this monstertron up there that we could all see him very well. It was a celebration, but it was very controlled. It was more like a validation than it was a celebration, I think, for the Obama fans. While it was jubilant, it wasn't excessively so. I'm not quite explaining that the way I wanted to, but his demeanor, I think we got the same type of speech from him last night that we did at the convention in Denver, where it wasn't so much exuberance. It was more, you know, it's like, okay, we got it done. Now we have work to do, and I think that really impacted the people in the crowd.
That's how he is, though, because as I've repeated on this radio station a million times, I remember him running against Blair Hall. I remember him beating Blair Hall. I remember his senatorial race. What you see is what he is, and I remember talking to him numerous times at WLS and at the Boston convention, and he is what he is. I mean, this is who he is, and we're going to have a person running this country who's very smart, very steady, well thought out, not impulsive, and who has the best interests of the entire country at heart. I really, you know, in watching him, I really, really believe that. And then, of course, having you talk to me about Grant Park and about standing in line on Michigan Avenue, you know, I've spent the better part of Mary and I've spent the better part of our married lives in Chicago, and it kind of made me miss Chicago.
Well, we stood in line for probably 2.5 hours to get in, and you know, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, it was very, very, very positive. Everybody was very happy, and as you know, I was listening to one of the Chicago radio stations on my my little headset.
Which one?
WGN. And every time that one of the another state would come in, I'd kind of simultaneously shout it out, as did a bunch of other people who were also listening to stations, that hey, we got Ohio, or something like that, and then the roars would go up and down the line. It was pretty cool. And then on the way out, walking, again, the streets were all shut down, so, if you can imagine, as wide as Michigan Avenue is, it was just jammed with people walking either north or south on it, and just kind of spontaneously and randomly, every block or so, these chants of Obama and cheers would just kind of build, and this big roar among the people, and then it would die down, and then another block farther along, we'd get the same kind of spontaneous cheer. Very, very happy, festive atmosphere, but again, it was controlled. I mean, there were no problems.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Former Denverite Steve Alexander, who I worked with on another radio station in the 90s, who now lives in Chicago. Well, what's wrong, Steve? Weren't you listening to WLS and all their syndication at night and no local coverage?
I didn't switch over there to see what they were doing.
Citadel Broadcasting, with that share coming in at like 25 cents over there. You didn't, State and Lake, where you had they were running Mark Levin or something instead of with that gigantic muscular news department that they have.
And I'm not sure what they were doing last night, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that most of Chicago cared what they were doing. Just an amazing story about what went on at Grant Park. I mean, I've been there when the Bulls have won and other, huge things have happened, and there were sporadic incidents of violence and drinking and all kinds of problems. But it's amazing that there was just nothing last night.
No, the crowd was really respectful. But, before Obama came out, the Jumbotron showed the McCain speech, and even when he came on, the crowd was they clapped for him when he was done, but there were loud boos when he acknowledged the contributions to the campaign of Sarah Palin.
Well, Governor Gidget.
Yeah. That was the only time that the crowd, went the other way, but it was quite an idea. And of course, 40 years ago, we know what happened in Grant Park at the 1968 National Convention.
That was a police riot.
Yeah.
Under Richie Daley's father.
Right. So it was a much different atmosphere in Grant Park.
Just amazing. Well, it's a good way to cap off what I think is kind of a sad week for Chicago, in that Studs Terkel did not live to see this happen.
Yeah, I missed it by just a few days.
And I remember Studs Terkel giving a really, really inspiring speech when Harold Washington won and became mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also sad to see that my friend and former colleague that I worked with, and my lawyer at one time, and the guy I really love, Alderman Eddie Verdoliak, is in trouble, pleaded guilty, and that hurts. So this was a good way to cap off what I think was a pretty tragic week for Chicago, and that is having – and you know what? It's a great way to cap it off for the nation, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chicago's having a nice time right now. And, of course, there are people here that hope that people around the world saw how well the city handled a big crowd and that the 2016 Olympics might show up here.
Well, hope so. Hope you get them. And I don't know, man. Why can't you find us a gig in that town?
Well, let me try to find myself one, and then see if I can find you one too.
I mean, don't you think we should be getting together? Back on the air there.
That was working with you those 3 years in Denver on that other radio station. That was the best time of my radio life. I thought we had a great thing going, and
until Robin Bertolucci wrecked it.
Well, I was chuckling at your characterization of what happened to it as you introduced me.
Well, was I lying?
No, you weren't.
No. we both got ran out of here. All right, man. Well, listen, the best to Diane, and I miss you. I miss working with you.
Yeah, likewise. Tell Mary hi. We love her, and I love you, too.
I love you, too, man.
Amen.
You know what? And don't call me in January, okay, when it's 30 below and start griping. Okay? I don't want to hear it about that. Okay?
Denver cannot, or Chicago doesn't hold a candle to Denver's weather, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you can stand out in front of the water tower there on Michigan Avenue and freeze your rear off.
I do. I wear my J. Marvin t-shirt and I'm out there.
Yeah, up from the Tribune building there. Mm-hmm. And you can call us some morning when it's 25 below zero and let us know how you feel.
I will.
Just remember, we cry for you, but they are tears of laughter. Your brainstem. Oh, I love you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Jay.
All right. There's Steve Alexander, who used to work. He and I used to work together. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your party calls coming up on this remarkable, remarkable day and remarkable, remarkable morning in the history of not only the state of Colorado, but also of the nation. John Turk jumps on traffic.
Jay, started off pretty rough, but starting to look decent anyway. Stop-and-go traffic eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. That's our only really thick and heavy spot. Seeing speeds in the 30s and 40s eastbound I-70 from Colorado up to Quebec. That was due to earlier accident. Also southbound 25, a little sluggish in the normal spots. If you're traveling in the high country, it will be slick between Georgetown and Grand Junction. Two separate accidents on eastbound I-70, one just west of Georgetown, another one just up a little further at Silver Plume. Also, back in the metro, two crashes off the highways, two vehicle accidents, Spear and Federal, and one at 17th in Colorado. Your forecast, a good chance for more rain and snow this morning. We will...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Every time I make an appearance in public, like last night, people come up to me and they think it's me, but they're not real sure. One of the things is the weight loss. The other thing is that I just don't wear glasses anymore. And if you're eye shy and you've thought, yeah, I've heard you, Jay, talking about Icon LASIK, but I just can't really bring myself to do it. Let me tell you that I was eye shy, and after sitting down and talking to Dr. Anderson from Icon, I decided, okay, here's what I'm going to do. This is the least I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to look around, and I'm going to see if I'm a candidate for LASIK. And I was so impressed with the way I was treated and with how thorough they were that I decided, yeah, you bet, I'm going to have it done. And Icon LASIK does the best in laser eye surgery. They offer interlaced bladeless LASIK, Nidex, and Wavefront LASIK technology. Icon is the only LASIK center in Denver that has every available laser. And they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye, while the competition is still charging thousands of dollars per eye using the same or, in some cases, inferior technology. Now, Icon takes care of you before and after the procedure. And Icon has done 60,000 procedures in Colorado and have been successful. So set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK laser eye surgery. Visit them at their location, Denver location, Mexico and Colorado, because you can't miss it. There's a big sign out there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or get on the horn and call them and set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
If quality, value, and satisfaction are important to you, then we want to earn your business. I'm Keith Larson. My wife Mary and I are the owners of the Broadway Full Service Car Wash in Englewood. For the last 11 years, 95% of our business has come from repeat customers. Our high customer loyalty has a lot to do with the way we do business. Your satisfaction is our only goal. We're a block and a half north of Bellevue on the west side of Broadway. Stop in. Let us make your car look great, inside and out. You can also avail yourself of our express detail services. Thank you.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
Orbitz Price Assurance. If another Orbitz customer books the same flight as you for a lower price, Orbitz will automatically send you a check for the difference. Visit Orbitz.com today.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Thank you.
With this great honor and responsibility, I'm ready to lead. You're ready to lead. America's ready to lead.
It's just incredible.
It takes a beginning to make change.
This is what makes us a fabulous place
to live.
This
is the most exciting night of my lifetime and of perhaps of yours as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Twenty-four minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yes, we can, and we did. Snow likely today, high of 43, although it doesn't look like it out there to me. Yeah, people get ready because the change is coming. All right, let's go to the phones, 303-713-7600. We haven't taken that many phone calls all week. And what was that, John? Say that to me again in my ear. Yeah, well, that's exactly where I'm heading. Charlie in Boulder, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm great. It's like the repression has been released and lifted from us. Holy smokes.
It's great, isn't it?
I keep hearing ding dong, the witch is dead in the back of my head.
You know, we're just out in the sunlight. I mean, that's the way I feel. I feel like we're out from under. We're out in the sunlight. I feel like Barack Obama's message last night of one country and of unity, we have got to get it together. We've got to turn this country around. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to come overnight. It's not going to be instant. This country is not a bowl of cream of wheat, but you know what? We're going to get it done, and we've all got to dig in, and this is just the beginning.
And you guys have really helped a lot. You gave me a lot of information, a lot of pieces and bits to actually talk logically and intelligently to friends and neighbors around me to make sure I was up on the issues. And also, one of the things I hope that we continue with is, one of the things I really hope, I have some friends around that are lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and I said, I hope and pray they indict the top guys to really bring them to justice, because a lot of people have lost hope, and the hope needs to come back, and I think justice is the way to bring it back to this country.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too, but I also kind of also feel that we have things that are really, really pressing that we need to get going on, and that
absolutely,
that,
I understand
that. If we can multitask, that's okay, but I don't want the government to be tied up and mired in trying to, go down that road where we should be trying, you know, where we've got things. Look, there are people losing their homes. Healthcare is out of control. We've got to get out of Iraq. I mean, we've got to get this stuff taken care of, and then we can look at those things.
That's very, very true, and I agree. And I just hope that justice prevails like it always should. And it's a great day. I didn't even realize how repressed I felt until this morning driving to the airport, and I went, wow. What a difference. It's like somebody lifted a weight off of me.
Well, justice has prevailed. It prevailed last night.
Absolutely.
It prevailed last night, and, man, we are moving forward, and we're going to continue to move forward. And we've all got a lot of work ahead of us, and we're going to have to make some sacrifices, and we're going to have to rethink our priorities in this country, both left, right, and in the middle. We have got to do this because it means the survival of our country, and now we've got great people to lead us there.
Absolutely. An intelligent person in the White House. What a novel idea, eh?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Somebody who actually, you know, knows where Kurdistan is. I mean, that's just, you know, that's in itself is amazing. And, you know, the other part of it is now I don't have to come up with the money to go to Spain.
Well, there you go.
I'm out from underneath it. Charlie, well, I love you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so very much for all your support also.
You got it, man. Talk to you soon. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County, Texas. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Actually, great. I just wanted to thank you guys personally, and I really believe that you guys make the difference. I'm down here in Texas. They have no progressive radio at all, and that's all these folks get down here is one side. And I really believe that's the difference. If these people got any kind of education, they would, I really believe they'd have a different way of thinking.
Well,
is what I think.
The thing with them is and I've talked about this on the air before, they receive their information from an alternative news world, which is combined of right-wing talk radio, The Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and all of the other supporting elements. And we have, on the left, been slow to recognize this. But now we're making the crucial move into the future, and we dominate the digital sphere. And we will continue to dominate the digital sphere. And we can use it, as Barack Obama demonstrated, to organize. We can use it to pass information. We can use it to squelch mudslinging and untruths, and it makes information available to everybody. And this is the wave of the future. And the conservative movement has not caught on to it yet, and we have a big head start. And if there are people out there who have thought about starting blogs and have not done it, you should do it. I mean, I've got one. Go to jmarvinblog.com. It's not for the weak of heart. But there are so many different blogs out there. There's so much going on that this is going to change the face of politics in this country forever, because look what Barack Obama was able to do with the use of the Internet.
Exactly. And well, it's not. I think it's just more than the Internet. I think you guys on the airwaves out there, you know, making your voices heard, making our voices heard, speaking up for us that we can't be heard. But I appreciate it, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, you know what? I thank you, and it feels good to have somebody give me a compliment. And Mary's always saying to me, now, people give you a compliment, and you never accept it. Let me say that I thank you, and I didn't really do it. You know who did it? You did it. And so did everybody else. And we all did it together, man. I mean, we all made this happen together. We pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed like there was no tomorrow. And now it's time for us to move to a different agenda, which is to get everybody together, right, left, in the middle, center. And let's join together, because we're all Americans, and let's make something good happen.
Absolutely, Jay.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, man. All right, nice to hear from Summit County, Texas. Here's Tuesday in Denver. Tuesday, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's an unusual name, Tuesday. Were you born on Tuesday?
No, I was born on Monday, named on Tuesday.
You know, that's really a cool name.
Thank you. I hear that often. You should look up the definition of it someday.
You know what? I will. Thank you for pointing out to the entire listening audience that I'm dumb. But you know what? At least you found me out.
No, not that. Just it has an incredible meaning.
No, I was able to skate through for 34 years until you exposed the man behind the curtain.
So now you have to invite me down to the radio station.
You're invited anytime. All right, what do you think?
The reason I called is because I wanted to say, first of all, I am an African-American woman, and I am very glad that we have our first African-American president. But more importantly than that, I'm happy that justice has prevailed. I I have a 13-year-old daughter who I got very involved in the political process this year. I made her watch the first debate, and she was pretty much hooked from then on. She watched as much as she could. She got as much information as she could. But one of the things that I wanted to stress to her is the way that you see this world now, and when you think about having children of your own and things of that nature, this is not what America used to be, and this is not what it should be. I am very glad in my heart that God moved on people to make the right choice and put aside their differences and realize, you know, this is no longer about race. This is about what is right for us. This is about how we are perceived as a country, how our children see us. Our children are our future, and what do they see? That, you know, what are we teaching them based on our political agenda? You know, that the rich get richer and the poor just carry everything, and you got people on the corners begging for money and no place to go, and your children are passing this every day, seeing it on the corners. This is not what we should be, and we needed to rise up and say, it is time for something different. I don't care what color it is. Just fix it. It's broke.
Or whatever political persuasion you are. I mean, we need to sit down with rational conservatives, because there's a lot about the conservative ideology that is very, very valid, and we need to sit down and we need to have the balance in this country and have the two sides. You know what? Let me tell you. Let me put it to you this way. We need now, in the year 2008, to learn to get along. We need to stop being divisive. We need to learn to get along. We need to find commonality in putting this country back on the right track. And regardless of color, race, gender, religion, we've got somebody who can do it, and that person is Barack Obama and other leaders.
You're absolutely right. One of my best girlfriends, I had to take her to the airport this morning, and she is white. And my family has just pretty much adopted Natalie. She is absolutely the best. But she made a comment this morning. She said, now maybe people will realize by what has happened that those who have a problem with racism or diversity of any kind realize that they are the minority now. And it's not just necessarily that people don't like another diverse religion or color or anything like that. That's not what it's about anymore. It's time to move forward and bind together and do the right thing.
I would agree. I would agree, and I think that people are going to, regardless of their political orientation, look, you're always going to have those people who are going to be on the fringe and who are going to scream and yell and who are going to talk about what we can't do. But I think the rest of us should consider what we can do, and we've taken the first step towards this. And now we're going to make it better, and we're going to have to work hard, and it's not going to come overnight, but we're going to make it happen. Tuesday, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Final comment. I'm trying to get my daughter to say hi, but I guess she's afraid to get on the radio. But she says, hi, everybody.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid to get on the radio. I have no choice, though, because I have to pay bills.
I'll tell her you said so.
Okay, Tuesday. See you later.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks.
Especially this morning where John and I are just, like, tapped out. Aren't we tapped out?
I'm tapped out, but I got like this, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like I haven't slept at all. You know how you kind of get delirious when you don't sleep?
Don't you just want to scream? Not in agony, but just in joy?
Yeah, I want to celebrate. I can't wait to talk to my friends today and just, you know, and my family. So, no, it's exciting, man. I don't know what to say.
Well, if you know somebody who disagrees with you politically, you should at least try to reach across to them and say, hey, come join us. Because we're off to restore America.
Yeah.
All right, 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk restores traffic.
Jay, very slow speeds northbound I-25 from Castle Rock up to the Tech Center due to dense fog. Going to hit it around Founders Parkway. It's going to break up a little bit for you once you get past Castle Pines. Also busy in northbound 25 after University up to Emerson Street Bridge. The morning's commute looking pretty good on most of the other major freeways around town. Starting to see it build up a little bit westbound US 36 around Church Ranch. Also northbound 225 and southbound 225 busy around Parker Road. Got a couple accidents eastbound I-70 in the high country, both just west of Georgetown. So you're going to be dealing with some slick situations basically in the high country from Georgetown up to Grand Junction. Also got a two-vehicle accident at Spear and Federal and one at 17th in Colorado. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with highs pushing into the mid-40s. Certain areas of the metro could receive rain and possible snow. Right now, 37 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota stores want to be your number one choice to help you keep your Toyota in great shape. Check out this month's service.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff, but you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, yeah, we are going to have to go through some belt tightening. And maybe one of the things you want to do is get a more fuel-efficient car, maybe a more fuel-efficient SUV. Maybe you're looking for front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos, the most unique car store in all of North America. Don't forget about Operation Freebird that's coming up November the 15th. Rocky's believes in being involved in the community. This is their largest event, and it's providing Thanksgiving for those who otherwise wouldn't have Thanksgiving. And there's tons of stuff to do for the kids. Plus, I'll be out there, and I really would like you to come by because it's a chance for us to sit around and just talk and meet each other and have a good time while somebody like Rocky's Autos is doing really a good service for Adams County. And Rocky's has got literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. The doors at Rocky's, well, they open at 9 in the morning, and they're stay open until 8 at night. That's Monday through Saturday. Don't forget to ask about their matching down. They'll show you the book on any vehicle that you want to purchase. Plus, on top of that, they want to see your trade-in. And they have financial institutions that are solid, non-predatory, that want a loan, that want to help, that want to get involved. And this whole thing about credit not being available is not true. Rocky's Autos, Colorado's largest volume dealer, and there's a reason for that, because they're pretty special people. And when you go out there, you'll find out why. Rocky's Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Morning, 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snow likely and a high today, 43. And just a remarkable morning, 303-713-7600. I don't use words like remarkable very often. Just overwhelming over what happened last night and the way we feel today. It's just hard to summarize. Let's go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Congratulations. It's pretty amazing. Very historical day. I am a conservative. I did vote for McCain. And basically, I just wanted to call in to describe kind of the feeling from my standpoint. Very motivated last night, listening to Barack Obama's speech, and I really think that regardless of our political views, that's what the American people need is motivation to have the American people change the country. So I just wanted to call in and say congratulations and say that I think it's going to turn out really well, and I'm motivated over here, too. So.
Well, you know what? That's great, and I think that, as I said before, that we've got to get over this whole thing about people having opposing viewpoints that they're somehow the enemy and that we can't sit down and that we can't work things out and not everybody can have their own way and we're going to have to pool our resources and our brain power and our will to make things better in this country and to get us out from where we are. It's not going to be easy and it's not going to happen overnight, and we have to be realistic about this because we live in a society where we're used to instant gratification and the government cannot take care of everything from A to Z. We're going to have to chip in, and we're going to have to make it happen. And I don't care whether you're conservative. I don't care whether you're in the middle. I don't care whether you're left wing. I don't care where you stand on the political spectrum. We all have one thing in common, and that's the United States of America. And, man, we got to fulfill our promises. You know, we just have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, the American people are what make this country great.
That's right.
You know, the more we're always going to disagree. There's always going to be disagreements, don't get me wrong. But, you know, the more motivated everybody is to come together to create a better society, to create a better world, then that motivates me, too. So.
Well, you know what? What's wrong with disagreement?
Nothing. I mean, that disagreement, in disagreement becomes, you know, better ideas. That's how better ideas are brainstormed, and, you know,
just as long as we're not vicious about it.
Yeah. I mean, disagreements are, you know, what create change. It's what creates motivation in people, so.
Well, Nate, I'll tell you something. I don't care whether you're conservative or not. You're a fellow American, and we are rare Americans, and we'll do this together, man.
Sounds good.
That's how I look at it. We'll do it together. So when you see something you don't think's right, when you have a legitimate grievance, when you feel bad about something, hey, you know where to find me Monday through Friday, and you're always welcome on the show. And don't think that because we're not a conservative radio station that people like yourself are not welcome. Everybody's ideas are welcome. Yeah, we might get passionate at times. Sure. But you know what? That doesn't mean I don't love you, and that doesn't mean that we're not Americans, and that doesn't mean that you can't come back the next day. And when you feel like you got to give me grief, hey, call up here and give me grief, man, because that's what this country's about.
No, I listen to you almost every morning on my way to work, and I mean, even though there's vast disagreements, I think you're always pretty fair, and so I enjoy listening to your show and look forward to calling back.
Yeah, man, anytime. Thanks, Nate.
Take care.
All right. Now, see, well, how do we feel? Well, all conservatives are bad. Listen to Nate. Nate wants to work together with us. There are a lot of Nates out there. And we better keep that in mind because we're all going to need to get together. And I'll tell you something. I have a temper. I'm angry at a lot of times. And I've taken the low road. And I'm not going to guarantee that I'm not going to do it again. I mean, there's a few choice things I could say this morning about a few people, and I'm not going to do it. But the thing is that in the long run, in the big picture, we have to hang together because a house divided cannot stand. You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And there's going to be all kinds of things said by the ultra-fringe right-wing talkers on the other radio stations today. They're going to make excuses. They're going to go after us. They're going to do all of that. But you know what? Let them do it. Because what we're going to concentrate on doing is we're going to concentrate on reaching out to other people who want to work to make this country great, and we're going to ignore that noise. That's what we're going to do. We're going to ignore it. Because we've got bigger fish to fry now. And we need to get this country going. We need to create a country where people are not scared to lose their homes, where people are not scared that their job is going to go away, where our jobs are not going to be sent overseas, and where we're not going to be in a situation where we have an ineffective, bloated government, and that the government can't do everything. We're going to have to do it ourselves. As Barack Obama says, the government can't turn the TV off at home with your kids. You have to do it. So it's as much about personal responsibility as it is anything else. Let's go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is what democracy feels like.
Yep, you got it, man. The people have spoken.
Hey, you know, I just want to say that, yeah, there are a lot more people that feel like they're included in this thing that we call being an American and the dialectic that we're trying to engage in. And y'all over there at 760 have been a big-time part of that, I know, just in my personal circle. Chad the Excavator here passed on AM60 to, you know, a buddy of mine who, you know, real conservative guy, grew up in Florida, you know, became disillusioned, big military family, just became disillusioned with Republicans, his whole family feeling the same way. And having an open forum like this has really helped to encourage the spreading of that dialectic, that conversation. Have you ever heard of the philosopher Richard Rorty?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. His big thing is, you know, we all kind of have our own language games, our own circles of meaning and what's meaningful to us. And it's kind of like having Venn diagrams. You know, everybody has their own kind of Venn diagram, their own circle of meaning. And I think that when democracy is functioning like it's beginning to, you start to realize that your personal Venn diagram actually overlaps peoples that you never thought that it overlapped. And that's how, when we can start talking with, you know, liberals talking with conservative guys like Nate, and white folks like myself, you know, my wife is African American, have two mixed kids, was with a lot of African American folks who feel especially included in this democracy.
We have to, you know what, we just have to get together. We have to get together. You know what, it's like cramming people in a Volkswagen, man. We got to get as many people in there as we can. Hey, I got to go get some economic news. Chad, I love you, man. Call me again.
See ya.
Chad the Excavator. We'll see you later. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John, the traffic reporter.
Jay, a couple of problems northbound I-25, dense fog, basically in the Castle Rock area. Going to be slow going for you from Castle Pines Parkway down to Founders in both directions. Also busy northbound I-25 from University to Emerson Street Bridge. That's a little bit unusual this early in the morning, but a little bit of a struggle getting from the Tech Center to downtown. Also slow going eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. And on southbound 25 in the north end from 58th down to Spear. In the high country, working two separate accidents, eastbound I-70 west of Georgetown. We do have some icy conditions between C-470 and Grand Junction. Also working a stalled vehicle. It's blocking the left-hand lane northbound I-25 near 23rd Avenue. And we just have one surface street crash out there to let you know about. It's still remaining out there at 17th and Colorado. Your forecast, a good chance for more rain and snow this morning, especially up in the foothills and the high country. Will be windy and cold too with a high of 45 degrees. Currently 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new sausage biscuit dippers. Three mini sausage biscuits served with a side of warm country gravy for your dipping pleasure. Try it today with one of their premium roast specialty coffees, like a delicious Java chiller. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLOW, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco auto and eco home improvement loans. BVCU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County. So check out their SLOW online booth on am760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Why buy one when it costs no more to have two? The Joseph A. Bank buy one, get one free sale. The entire stock of suits. Buy one at our regular price and you're
your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider all handcrafted sport coats. Buy one, get one free. All dress pants. Buy one, get one for free. Even cotton twill pants. Buy one, get one free. And every executive dress shirt. Buy one, and your second is free. Plus, two extra bonuses. All corduroy blazers, $79. And every Pima cotton sweater, only $19. Hurry to Joseph A. Bank. All suits, buy one, and your second is free.
Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Here's my buddy, Senior Vice President at Presidential Brokerage, Jason McBride. Jason, good morning. It's the day after the election. What is the stock market? What's the stock market's reaction?
Well, the stock market's down today, Jay, and I'm not sure that that's anything having to do with the election. You know, it's kind of like the election's over now, back to reality, and we had the jobs report come out, and a little bit worse than expected. So, you know, we're back to center stage worrying about the economy, and the market is reacting to that short term.
All right. What about the price of oil today?
Oil's down a couple bucks. And as strange as it may sound, actually, you know, the big rally in oil yesterday actually did help to contribute to the market moving up yesterday. A lot of the oil stocks, which have been beaten down, Jay, have a pretty good weighting in some of these indexes and have been leading stocks. So when we can get a rally in those, it's going to help the market a little bit.
All right, let me ask you one quick question here.
Sure.
A lot of this is based on confidence, right?
Pardon?
The stock market. A lot of it's based on people's confidence in the market and in institutions.
I believe that could be said to be true.
All right. When do you think, in your estimation, and this is like looking into your crystal ball, so if you don't want to commit to anything, it's okay. But when do you think that part of it is going to at least turn around a little bit?
You know, I think part of that, to tell you the truth, Jade, the confidence of the individual investor, a lot of that has to do with the media. It really does. A lot of individual investors are kind of getting their cues from what they, you know, see on the TV and they hear on the radio. And that's when they start to feel to get their confidence back. But unfortunately, the markets themselves are mostly controlled by the big institutions. They're the ones pushing around all the volume out there. So when they get their confidence back, it's hard to tell. But the good thing is they can't hide their moves that they're doing because it shows up in the daily volume figures.
Yeah, that is good news. Well, listen, for people who need confidence in investments, Presidential Brokerage is the place to go. Intelligent Investment Guidance. Call 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. Ask for Jason McBride, and Jason, you'll help him out, right?
Well, myself or one of the other fine folks at Presidential, we're all very capable, Jay.
Yep, I know that to be true. 303-749-2770. Jason, thank you, man. Thanks for your time.
Wonderful. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
Na, 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 hey, hey, hey,
deck. Let me tell you what the line's going to be about this from all these guys who make money on the other radio stations. The line's going to be that we did it. The media did it. Right? Okay. So I'm going to raise my hand right now and claim that I did it myself. It was only me. I caused the whole thing to happen. I sunk it all. Okay? I did it all. So come get me. If you're right wing, come get me. Hold me accountable. I did it all. If you're a normal conservative, you'll just join with the rest of us, and we'll make this country a birthday party. We'll make it something to really celebrate. Right? All right, coming up, our friend Rich Masters. We'll go over what he says this is about, what he thinks it's about, and that's right around the corner. Stick around, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Running short for the Colorado Buffaloes. Saturday, the Buffaloes return to Folsom Field to host the Iowa State Cyclones as they continue their push for a postseason bowl game. Kickoff at 11:30. For ticket information and your chance to win tickets, log on to am760.net.
Hi, I'm Lisa Schomp, owner of the brand new Schomp BMW. Now, we've all heard that luxury has an address, so I wanted to be sure you all knew that now performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW have a new address as well. Of course, I'd argue that luxury's moved in with performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW, and that they are now roommates. So we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home. Now open the all-new Schomp BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Our new home has been over 3 years in the planning, and we're excited to show it to you. So feel free to come take a peek. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine BMW make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Schomp BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470, or at Schomp.com. Thanks.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM 760.net.
Lost my cart wall. Just lost my cart wall.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The first day of the rest of Barack Obama's life is a time to think about the next 4 years. Ken Duberstein says he knows what that Obama will be going through. Duberstein served as Ronald Reagan's chief of staff, a Republican who voted for Obama. He says there's little doubt what Obama's biggest challenge will be. Obama is expected to spend the rest of this week in Chicago mapping his transition plan. He already has a list of names to review for appointments to key positions. Exit polls told us the economy was the issue that got Obama elected. CBS's Howard Ehrenstein tells us what else we'll learn. 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 What
okay.
We apologize. We're having some serious technical difficulties here. We'll try to continue on as best
please
we can.
Do.
The polls tell us that African Americans voted overwhelmingly for Barack Obama. He won about 96% of the African American vote. One woman who voted in Alaska said she was stunned to see Obama bridge the racial divide in American politics. A black man who voted in Harlem said the country will never be the same. He said Obama promised change and will be able to deliver on it. CBS's Steve Futterman has been reporting reaction from the McCain campaign. Futterman tells us that some McCain supporters are genuinely wishing Barack Obama well. Futterman says that others he spoke to have, in fact, indicated that they do not expect Obama to enjoy much of a honeymoon, that he will get the same treatment from Republicans that the Democrats gave President Bush. Well, the new Congress will feature bigger Democratic majorities in both houses. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says the Republicans could see that coming.
Could see that coming.
Could see that coming.
Could see that coming.
Well,
we need
the
Reverend Mufti in here to heal these folks.
You know, the contracting economy has American companies cutting jobs left and right. John Challenger's October survey of employment trends points to a big layoff in the months to come. He said that during the month of October, 112,000 jobs were listed by companies as being jobs they're likely to eliminate over the next few months. Delta Airlines, the last holdout among the big six legacy carriers, has joined the other five in charging a fee to check luggage, $15 for the first bag and $25 for the second. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are sharply lower. The Dow Industrial Average is down about 154 points now. The NASDAQ Composite is down about 25, and the S&P 500 is down about 15. This is CBS News.
Smart is as smart invests. That's why the smart money is now in CDs, and there's no smarter CD than the one from GMAC Bank. Now get a 12-month CD at a 4.36 annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. Show off your CD smarts. Grow your money while protecting it from market fluctuations. Go to gmacbank.com or call 1-866-246-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and start reaping the benefits. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
I'm Jake. I run my own auto body shop. Times are tough right now, I'll admit, but my dad started this business and he made it through plenty of lean years. So now I'm doing my best to keep track of every penny that comes in here and every penny that goes out. And Intuit QuickBooks software makes that easy. I can see all my finances all in one place, right on the computer. It helps prevent me from getting sideswiped by anything. That's a little auto body humor. Very little.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it at QuickBooks.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's two U.S. Senate seats, both Democratic for the first time since the mid-70s.
I'm humbled and honored that you've asked me to be your next United States Senator.
Congressman Mark Udall beating former Republican Congressman Bob Schaefer, a 52-43% margin. Five of Colorado's seven U.S. House contests went to Democrats. Second District winner Jared Polis saying the country's excited about a new direction.
It's not even all, you know, ideological. It's really just about manifesting change and doing things in different ways, and some of it, you know, we're going to agree with, and some of it we won't.
Other Democrats winning or keeping House seats include Diana DeGette, John Salazar, Ed Perlmutter, and Betsy Markey over incumbent Marilyn Musgrave. Republicans Doug Lamborn and Mike Kaufman also won House seats. On the Colorado ballot, most amendments went down in defeat. Exceptions include Amendment 50, that increases minimums on casino gaming, and 54, which sets restrictions on campaign contributions from government contractors. Snow in the mountains this morning, chain restrictions for trucks over many of the state's passes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I-25 is really drag in downtown on that southbound side. Expect delays as you're heading north on I-25 as you're trying to get through the tech center. Looks like those slowdowns start right around Arapahoe, taking you past 225. You're going to see speeds drop into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Eastbound C-470 gets sluggish before Santa Fe. Then again, on that approach to Quebec, there's a surface street accident. In fact, there's two of them, one of them at 17th Colorado. That one should be cleaned up shortly. There's also two cars mixed it up, Spirit Logan. Wintery driving conditions at the higher elevations along I-70 with a couple different accidents east of the Eisenhower Tunnel, so take it easy if you got to drive up into the mountains. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner, and your King Soopers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy. And they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Soopers Pharmacy.
Plenty of people would say P stands for Phoenix. They would only be partially right. With just two races left in the chase for the Sprint Cup, there's another P that's even more profound. Because this P takes both patience and perseverance. And if a driver can prevail, he will earn a place in racing history. At least a page or two. P stands for only one thing. Pure and simple, P is for pressure.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues at Phoenix, Sunday at 3 Eastern on ABC.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Stock Talk. Snow likely high today. Going to be 43. Just overwhelmed over last night's events. Everybody hang on. We'll continue to take your calls. Mark and Denver especially, I want to talk to you. But right now, we're going to go to our Democratic strategist friend, Rich Masters. This man knows everything there is to know. And congratulations, Rich, because your old boss, Mary Landrieu, won re-election last night.
Huge night. Yes, we did, huh, Jay?
Yeah, we really did. All right, what's your impression of all of this?
Well, we've been talking about it for a long time. The American people were hungry for change. They wanted to get past the racial divide that we've had in this country, and now as we look back on, the history that took place yesterday, and quite frankly, the history that's going to take place over the next four, hopefully 8 years, as we try to get our country back on track, I think, people were fed up with it. And, the other thing too, Jay, that I'm noticing is this also, I hope, is, puts a death nail in the coffin of the brutal negative campaigns. There's no question that John McCain ran a significantly more negative campaign against Barack Obama. Sometimes 80% of his ads in the last few weeks were just negative, negative, negative. In North Carolina, Elizabeth Dole's challenge that her Democratic opponent was godless and catered to atheists completely backfired. If I have one hope, it's that we get over this notion that the more negative the campaign, the more successful it is. It didn't work really anywhere across America yesterday, that negative campaign, and Americans totally rejected it. And I hope the political leadership in America realizes that you need to put forth ideas and you need to run on what you plan on doing for the country and not tearing your opponent down. And I got to hand it to John McCain. His speech last night was gracious. It was one of the reasons that moderates and even moderate Democrats had a lot of respect for him coming into the campaign. My sense is that he run more of a campaign like that, the race would have been significantly closer. I think Barack Obama would have won no matter what. But I think McCain, had he run a more positive and upbeat race and talked the way he did last night, that the race could have been significantly closer, Jay.
I've made my fair share of cracks about John McCain. I've done some mudslinging of my own about him. But you know something? That speech that he gave last night, I believe that's the real John McCain. And I think that one of the mistakes he made is that the real John McCain, regardless of whether you agree with his policies or not, and I don't, but I'm talking about his personality. I'm talking about who he is. If the real John McCain had been allowed to come out during this race, it would have been a lot tighter than it was. But that campaign, and you've been involved in a lot of campaigns, that campaign was a train wreck from the very beginning.
It really was, and I think you're absolutely right, Jay. I mean, I've said this for a very long time. I think that John McCain, did an awful lot to help Barack Obama be elected president. He was probably the Republican candidate that ran for the Republican nomination who had the best chance, quite frankly, of beating Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton had she gotten the nomination. I said it at the time. He is a guy that has legitimate independent or had legitimate independent kind of tendencies on a number of different issues facing America. However, in his willingness or in his attempt to win the Republican nomination, he completely wrapped himself and his policies and his campaign tactics, totally turned all of that over to the Bush machine, which was, I think, the single most critical mistake. And I think had he run as the outsider maverick campaign senator that he had been for a few years, he would have been in much better shape. I do think, however, Jay, that no matter what kind of campaign he ran, he was running into the force of nature and Barack Obama and Americans' desire to have fundamental change. But I think had his campaign been run more like that concession speech that he gave last night in which he tried to heal the bitterly divided nation, I think he would have been in much better shape. And frankly, I think the American people would have been much better served by that type of campaign.
11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Rich Masters with us. You know this. When you seek to drive your opponent's negatives up, you risk elevating your own. And that's basically, I think, in some ways, what he did. Because if you remember early on, you remember almost 2 years ago, when they would do these hypothetical matchups, he was very, very close, and then sometimes in these things he would be shown as winning. But somewhere between then and now, things started to unravel. And Sarah Palin was, you know, which everybody was juiced about in the beginning, turned out to be a critical mistake. There was just massive lapse of judgment. I mean, if I were Rick Davis, I would lock myself in my house today and not come out.
Well, you know, but part of the reason, if you look at the campaign structure of McCain, they brought in Steve Schmidt, and I know Schmidt, and he is a crisis communications. He's a rapid response guy. And that's what I do for a living, is crisis communications. And the way you win in a crisis is you have to win the news cycle of the day. But that is no rationale to be president of the United States. And the Palin choice was one perfect example of that. She was chosen to win the news cycle coming out of Barack Obama's successful Democratic convention there in Denver. They wanted to be able to kind of upend that process and the glow that Obama was going to have. And they wanted to control the news cycle. Guess what, Jay? They did for about 2 weeks. There needed to be an undergirding of an overall message that she backed up. There was absolutely none.
No, there wasn't.
There was none. And that was McCain's whole problem. There was never an underlying rationale of why he wanted to be president of the United States, whereas Barack Obama was clear from day one. It's frankly the same thing that helped Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's message changed week by week, whereas Barack Obama's message that he delivered last night in his victory speech was virtually identical to the one he gave in Springfield when he announced that he was going to run for president of the United States more than a year ago. He never wavered. He never changed. Americans want that in a president.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I'll tell you, whoever went through that process with Sarah Palin, oh, man, what a nightmare. They didn't do their homework.
Not at all.
They stuck around there and didn't do their homework. And in this day and age, you know what? In this day and age, and it's a shame that this happens, but it does happen. And, you know, the right-wing talk show hosts will now blame it on the media. And to a certain degree, they've got a point. Because once you get crossways with the media, once you try to pull something over on them, or that they smell blood, which they did with Sarah Palin, they'll never let up, and they never stopped with her. They made her a national joke, actually.
Well, they did. You know, to this day, she's not held a news conference, Jay. Think of how staggering that is, that president, the vice presidential candidate on the Republican side held not one national news conference to address the questions that the national media had. They decided that they were going to run against the national media. The problem with that theory, though, Jay, is that John McCain was a figment of the national media. The only reason anyone thought he was a maverick was because the national media that John McCain once jokingly called his base had made him into a maverick because he picked several high-profile fights with George Bush after what George Bush and his campaign tactics did to John McCain in 2000, which is the most surprising thing to me, that instead of rejecting the politics of intolerance that he made such a courageous stand for in 2000 against the evangelical Christian right and the attacks that were made against him by calling him agents of intolerance, he was right then. And instead of rejecting that kind of politics, he embraced that kind of politics, and he embraced it right over the edge and into the deep end of the pool.
Do you think that's him, or do you think that was the people around him?
I think it was the people around him. I think he wanted to win president so badly that he was willing to do or say anything to be elected. And unfortunately, one of the strongest things that I think people think when they think of John McCain is that he has a force of character. There is honor and there is an integrity there. But when you want to be president so bad that your honor and integrity goes right out the window, you cannot get that trust of the American people back.
You're
and he
right.
never was able to do it.
He wasn't. Rich, I got to go because we got the governor of the state of Colorado on.
Excellent. And by the way, Jake, excellent job. Colorado came through. I have no doubt that it was you and hitting it every single day, reminding people how important this election is. So congratulations to you, brother.
Well, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, man. We'll talk soon.
Okay, man.
All right, talk to you.
All right, great.
All right, there's Rich Masters. Let's go to and talk to the Honorable Governor of the State of Colorado, Bill Ritter. And, Governor, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome, isn't it?
It is hard to describe it. After his speech last night in Grant Park, I just said to myself, there's not much you can say that can describe that speech. It is what it is. He said it, and he said it in such eloquent terms. So it's a great day for Colorado. I think it's a great day for the country.
What do you think this means to Colorado? I mean, you've got to work with the budget. We've got pressing issues here. What do you think this means to Colorado?
I got to tell you, Jay, as the governor, I felt like we have lacked a partner in Washington, D.C. and in the White House. If you think about just the issue around SCHIP funding, you know, funding for kids, the Child Health Insurance Program, and it passed. There was an amendment to that that added money to the budget because people said, you know, with the cost of medicine, we cannot cover the kids we once covered. It passed that Congress, the House, it passed the Senate. They had a compromise measure, went to the president, and they vetoed it. And didn't even listen. Didn't listen to, you know, the 50 governors in this state who said, you really have to sign this because we're desperate. If you think about public land issues, drilling issues, I can just go down and name all these different places where we have appealed to the White House or the Bush administration on a variety of things, and we have found just that they were tone deaf about our issues here in the state. This is a new day, and it's a very good day.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think we have to thank you because I know I saw you at numerous rallies. I know you worked hard, and it's going to bear fruit, and we did great in the legislature. We're going to have a fantastic years to come, and I don't want to be premature about anything, but I hope you're thinking about reelection.
Well, I think in my business you have to think about reelection. I don't want to there's got to be a little bit of election fatigue out there among all of your listeners, so I don't want them to feel like we're going to be pounding on their door tomorrow. But I really do have to work up toward reelection, and, that starts tomorrow. And that's just the way it is in this business because it is the place. We're at a place where we have an agenda, and, there are a lot of folks, not a lot, but there are Republicans on the other side that have just constantly been picking on us and, just trying to cast aspersions. And that's the business I'm in. We have a lot of work to do, and worrying about reelection is just one of those things.
Well, consider us on board, even though you won't give me my rest stop.
I've had a few people on the street say, why won't you give Jay a rest stop?
Yeah, come on. Do I have to make an appointment with your office to come see you to ask you formally?
Well, just so you know, you have fans out on the street who want you to have a rest stop.
Yeah, and you won't give me an answer. But I keep bugging you about it. Governor, have a great day. Congratulations, and we're glad you called in.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for everything you do. We appreciate you.
Well,
take care.
When you get ready to launch that reelection campaign,
okay,
you better call us.
Okay, man. Thanks.
See ya.
Yeah.
All right. Great guy. Let me go to Mark in Denver, who's been hanging on. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, even though you and I have had heated discussions over the past couple of years, I wanted to call and say congratulations. I'm truly proud that I live in a country that could elect a person that's biracial, whatever race, whatever sex, and I just pray that he has the strength and wisdom to do what's right for the U.S.
Well, I think he does, and I think he will, but we're going to need everybody to help, and we're going to need to work hard, and that includes you and me, and we can fight all we want, but I'll tell you something. As I said to another conservative who called up, we're Americans, man, and you're welcome on this program anytime, and I don't care how heated it gets between us, but I think we need to start looking at how to make things better, how to cooperate and drop the divisiveness and come together, and let's address the problems that we have.
Hey, and real quick, Jay, yesterday you mentioned that if McCain won, you thought you may have thought about going, I think you said Spain.
Yeah.
You can't do that, man. You're the reason I remember to take my blood pressure in the morning, my blood pressure pills.
Well, listen, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be making it to Spain, but you never know. You never know, man. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, Jay, I got to go earn a dollar. Have a good day, man.
Mark, good to hear from you. Call me again soon.
All right, bye.
All right. Good guy. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin without a red, without a rest stop, and John Turk without a rest stop with traffic.
Jay, 25 corridor, pretty busy on both ends of the city. Northbounder is going to be busy from Arapahoe up to Yale, speeds in the teens, maybe hitting the 20s there. On the southbound side, busy from 120th down to 84th. Also super jammed from 70 past Spear Boulevard, but that's pretty normal there. Got two separate accidents on I-70 in the high country, this just west of Georgetown. We do have some slick areas there in the high country between C-470 and Grand Junction, and we also have a new accident involving a semi westbound I-70 near Loveland, and that one just looks like the semi ran into the guardrail there. Not really affecting traffic, but it will catch some looks there in the high country. Back in town, still working that two-vehicle accident. It's Spear and Logan. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with highs pushing into the mid-40s. So
experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Life's special moments are magnified when you celebrate at Disney Parks. That's why Orbitz is giving you a chance to win a celebration vacation for four to Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. Experiences like spending a night in the Cinderella Castle Suite or the Disneyland Dream Suite could be yours. Tell us what you'll celebrate at Orbitz.com/Disney. And if you win, hey, maybe even take the kids along.
Visit Orbitz.com/Disney for details. Official rules, residency, eligibility restrictions. No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, where prohibited. Ends 11-23-08. Must be 18 or older.
That also goes for Rocky's Autos, because yes, they can. Look, if you need to downsize to a more fuel-efficient SUV, or if you're looking for four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive, Rocky's Autos is the place to go. Don't forget about Operation Freebird coming up November the 15th. Rocky's way of saying thanks for doing business with Rockies. Rockies will provide turkeys for those who can't afford to have Thanksgiving themselves. And it's one of the biggest events at Rockies, and it's one of the biggest events in Adams County. And I'll be there on November the 15th, and I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer. And I hope you'll come out, because it'll be a chance for us to get together and do a little celebrating in person. Plus, watch as a lot of happy faces walk away from 63rd and Federal. Rockies has got literally hundreds of vehicles in stock, and you'll find a clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. I mean, if you can't find something at Rockies, then I don't know where else you're going to find it. And they've got their matching down incentive. They'll show you the book price. They've got they want to see your trade-in. They've got lending institutions that are solid, non-predatory, that want to talk to you. Rockies Autos, new hours, 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday, at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
From the vantage point, Lafatu saw six war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures, the eaters of men, cannibals. Lafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing through the jungle. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, thinking only of his canoe. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Randy Rhoads.
I'm watching Rush Limbaugh. Like, they had a clip of him. He was wearing a polo shirt, and his breasts are bigger than mine now. He needs a bro. He needs a man's ear. And he's got really large. I don't know what he's eating, drinking, smoking, snorting, shooting, swallowing these days, but maybe it's because he loves Sarah so much he wants to be her. It was crazy.
The Randy Rhoads Show, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane.
27, 27 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 43. Jay Marvin with you, your congenial host. And day to celebrate. Let's go to Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. The new mantra is, yes, we did.
Yes, we did. You're right.
I'm so proud. This country, I'm so proud of Colorado.
Yeah, I am too.
You know, I talked to you a few months back, and I really was fearful that the racism that's in this country would not give us an Obama, but I am so proud of this country.
Do you know?
I'm so emotional.
Do you know that the voter turnout in this country was the best in, like, 44 years? It was the highest in 44 years.
It needed to be. This is a great man. I have great expectations. I know it's going to take some time, but I truly believe he will go down in history as one of the best presidents ever, because I do believe he is a uniter, not a divider like George Bush was.
Well, I think we need to start talking about all of us getting together. I think we need to start discussing this, and I think we need to start talking about building bridges instead of going at war with each other. And there's got to be things that we can find common ground on. I mean, we can start
we're
with the
Americans.
Fact, yeah, we can start with the fact that we're Americans, and then we can work our way from there, and we can borrow and learn from each other. And look, any really good deal, any really well-forged deal, there's going to be a little pain for everybody. I mean, nobody gets off scot-free. So we have to remember that. And we can all be really intense zealots. I mean, I'm one of the worst at times, but we've got to remember that we've got a common goal and that we have to stand together and that we just have to stop hacking at each other and stop talking about what we can't do and start talking about what we can do.
Right. Thank you, America.
Yeah.
Colorado. Thanks,
absolutely.
Jay.
We love
you. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. All right. Great call. Let's go to Steve at Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Well, where have you been?
My schedule changed, so it's tough for me to get a chance to call you anymore in the mornings, although it just changed again, so I should have some more time.
Oh, good. Glad to have you back.
Well, I wanted to call. I told you I'd call you after the election and congratulate all of you guys. You know, obviously Obama wasn't my guy, but I can certainly appreciate the historic nature and, you know, for all of the African Americans out there. You know, I certainly saw their faces at Invesco Field and last night. And, you know, I know this is a realization for many people of a dream. And for that, I can appreciate it. You know, I hope that Obama's going to do some things that I'm going to like, but, you know, he's obviously not a conservative, and I can live with that. I realize the electorate spoke yesterday, and that's the way it goes.
Well, I think there's more to it, though, than that. I think, number one, you should be happy for the country because we demonstrated to the world once again that we are the land of opportunity and that we do have democracy and that if the will of the people is strong enough and we have the highest voter turnout in 44 years, that things can happen. I think that's number one because there's a lot of places in the world where they don't have that. And number two, I think that we have to figure out a way to bridge gaps and to pull everybody together because we've got serious issues in this country that we have to face and that the problems are not going to be solved overnight and it's not going to be easy and it's going to take conservatives and it's going to take liberals and it's going to take independents and it's going to take moderates. It's going to take, you know, everybody. And as I was saying to Linda, I mean, we're not always going to walk away from the table and get what we want. Everybody's going to have to feel a little pain. But the thing is, we have to hang together because our future depends on it. And we've got to put an end to divisiveness. It doesn't mean that you and I can't disagree. It doesn't mean you can't disagree with all of us and we can't disagree with you. The thing, though, is we've got to keep one picture in our heads all the time, and that's the American flag because that's what we are. We're Americans.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And you know, I think that there'll be a different tone over the next 4 years than what there has been over the last eight. And I think that in part, you know, I know that a lot of folks on the left were very, very unhappy with Bush. And
well, the American people were unhappy with him.
Well, I think that there were a lot that were. That's I don't disagree.
I mean, yeah,
he had
the lowest presidential approval in modern times. He even eclipsed Richard Nixon.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I mean, obviously, you know, with the wars going on and now the economic downturn, I mean, that's what happens. And even from conservatives, I mean, I was very, very disappointed with him and the Republicans for the first 6 years of his term. They spent like drunken sailors. And, you know, that's one of the things as a conservative that to me is a no-no. You know, I want spending controlled, and, you know, I hope that that happens now. And I think with the makeup of Congress, one of the things that I took away from yesterday is I was very afraid that we were going to have a supermajority in the Senate with the Democrats, which would have meant that it probably would have been carte blanche for Obama to do whatever he wanted to do. So
one of the things he talked about on the campaign trail, one of the things he talked about a lot was getting rid of programs that don't work, cutting out bloat, going through budgets line by line, critical use of resources in the proper manner. He's talked about that over and over and over again. And I don't think that necessarily he will be as liberal on some issues as maybe a lot of listeners of this radio station would like him to be.
Right.
But
I agree.
Yeah, but I think that his way of doing business, it's the wave of the future. And I think that you're seeing it more and more. I mean, you see it in Governor Ritter. You see it in Barack Obama. You see it in others. And I think
I think one of the things, though, I think when you bring up Ritter, and I don't have a lot of problems with Ritter. I mean, but I think 58 is a good example on what I think is going to happen with Obama. You know, he talked a lot about the $4 billion in tax cuts for oil companies, which, you know, on an emotional stand that, but the thing that I don't think he understands or that he sees is, you know, he takes those tax cuts away, and where does he think that money's going to come? I mean, the oil companies aren't going to eat a $4 billion expenditure. It's going to get passed on to us. And
well, I think before you hastily go down that road, I think what you got to realize is that the oil companies do not deserve to have the windfall profits that they got. And one of Barack Obama's key economic advisors is Warren Buffett. Now, I would say that Warren Buffett knows what he's talking about.
Well, I don't disagree with that, although, I mean, I think Warren Buffett is a very smart individual, but it doesn't change the fact that companies are in business to make money, and when their expenditures go up, the expenditures get passed on to their customers.
Well,
I mean, that's just the way that it works.
That is the way that it works, but you know what is not going to work? CEOs with huge, huge bonuses and parachutes.
Yeah,
the idea that the stockholders get the short shrift, the idea that using the threat of higher prices and job layoffs is going to work, because it's not going to work, because the American people are not going to stand for it.
Well, but here's the philosophical difference, I think, Jay. I don't disagree with you. I think the difference is you and I and probably Barack Obama have a different way of attacking that issue. When it comes to situations, let's take AIG, for example. We bail them out for $85 billion a few weeks back, and then they go spend $400,000 on a day at the spas.
Yeah, we should crack down on that.
But we can't crack. The government can't crack down on it. What has to happen is consumers need to. Consumers need to call up AIG the next day and say,
you know what?
I'm done with you. Send me my money back. I'm done doing business with you.
Steve, all of that's good in a normal environment. But if you come to the taxpayers and you use the taxpayers' money, then you have responsibility.
It's just like as a company,
you have responsibility to your shareholders. And if they go take these trips and they pull this nonsense on the taxpayers' dollar, then they're going to have to pay for it. And it's not right, and nothing justifies it, and the market is not going to straighten it out. because we are, in loaning them money, we are shareholders in their operation, and their first responsibility and their first fiduciary responsibility is to the shareholders.
I agree.
I got to run, man.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
You too. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, the ever-popular John Turk, who was swarmed by his fans last night.
Whatever.
You were. They were running all over. They were running up and yelling, "Where's John
Turk?" Great listeners. I got to give a shout out to Noah. It was a pleasure talking with him last night. And everybody else I met and talked
to.
Yeah,
Noah's good people. Man.
Yeah, he was. He was very good.
Yeah, we had a good time. Okay, we lost control of the radio show, but it was a good time nevertheless. What's the traffic look like?
Jay, traffic's looking pretty normal around the city. Jammed on 25 on both ends of downtown. Going to be real slow for you northbound from the Tech Center, beginning at about Arapahoe Road all the way to Yale. Also busy for the southbounders from 58th down to Spear Boulevard. Also looking at stop and go, eastbound C-470 from Wadsworth to Santa Fe as you move across Littleton. Got one accident involving a semi westbound I-70 near Loveland. It might be a little slick in spots in the high country, especially over the high mountain passes. And now 285 closed at Kenosha Pass. I have a jackknife semi out there, so that's near Conifer, back a little south of Conifer, and it is closed, 285 at Kenosha Pass. Your forecast, good chance for more rain and snow this morning. Will be windy and cold, too, with a high of 45 degrees. Currently 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit your local area Subway restaurant today to try the new Dan and Light and Fit strawberry yogurt as part of your Subway Fresh Fit meal. Combine one of the delicious...
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yon, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers five times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
I had been home last night, and we were having an election-watching party like we had the debate-watching parties. So you can bet your bottom dollar we would have gone to Bojo's, because Bojo's has got the best food in all of Colorado. Colorado is a legendary place, and one of the legendary things about it is Bojo's Pizza. So I try Velocity towards Bojo's, one of the top insider spots in the U.S., and they're home of Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza since 1973. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest-quality ingredients available, and they really take time to put this together. And the owner, Chip, eats at every single Bojo's, so he knows exactly what's going on. And they're very careful on how they prepare their food because they want you to be able to experience Bojo's, which is so unique that when you have people coming in here for the holidays, you got to take them to Bojo's. Bugatti spaghetti, only the way Bojo's can make it, piled high in its own garlic-seasoned bread bowl. Sandwiches made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. Now, a lot of places will tell you that, but I'm going to tell you right now, Bojo's flies it in. They have just a knockout salad bar with over 30 fresh garden grates. Healthy options available from gluten-free pizza to the Smart Meal Menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Smart Meal Seal. Bojo's.com is where you ought to go for money savings coupons and all of their locations. I guarantee you, when we party down at the Marvin household, we party down with Bojo's. We even let John Turk have some from time to time. All right, so I lied a little bit. Bojo's, you got to check them out. 841.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Hi, I'm Lisa Shump, owner of the brand new Shump BMW. Now, we've all heard that luxury has an address, so I wanted to be sure you all knew that now performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW have a new address as well. Of course, I'd argue that luxury's moved in with performance and the ultimate driving machine BMW, and that they are now roommates. So we'd like to invite you to come visit our new home. Now open the all-new Shump BMW, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470 at Plum Valley Lane. Our new home has been over 3 years in the planning, and we're excited to show it to you. So feel free to come take a peek. We think you'll agree that luxury, performance, and the ultimate driving machine BMW make great roommates. In fact, you might decide you'd like to move in with us. The all-new Champ BMW, 1190 Plum Valley Lane, Lucent Boulevard, just north of C-470, or at champ.com. Thanks.
Let us summon a new spirit, a patriotism, a responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves, but each other.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin. With you. Snow likely high today, 43. But we're not sure how much this could be. Just could be a dusting. Man, I was all ready for it. Went out at 2 a.m. this morning. Cold rain. Let the dogs out. I was all ready for it to to start coming down. But then I looked like 30 minutes later, and my patio was starting to show dry spots. So who knows what's going to happen today? One thing we do know is this. We won. We did it. Yes, we can. And yes, we will. And, man, we have done it. All right, let's go to Ricardo in Golden, one of my favorite towns. Ricardo, you're on the air. Good morning.
Jay, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, exuberant wouldn't express exactly how I am. I just wanted to call in to you. I know that I'm not trying to turn this into a religious or a spiritual thing, but I wanted to say, and to Chad, to Nate, to Mark, to Lindsay, to Steve, I think you said it best. We are Americans, and we did it. I don't think that ever, in the time that I've known, that I've been in politics about 20 or so years now, have I seen a group of people that I've been associated with, friends, family, for that matter, people that I disagree with greatly, come together as a group, and even in prayer, to try to get this election behind us. And again, all I can say is amen. We did it.
Well, I'm not one of these people that believes in a higher power, but I'll tell you something. Something was going on here. And if you trace Barack Obama's career, you can see where it was just meant to be. I mean, the road was just there. And he ran for Congress against Bobby Rush, and he got beat. He ran for the state legislature, and he won, and he was a successful state legislator. And then he turned around, and he ran in a primary against Blair Hull and won that one. Then he went up against Jack Ryan, and Jerry and Jack Ryan had a messy divorce. Jack Ryan had to drop out. Alan Keyes came in, which was a wrong move on the GOP in Illinois, and he won that, and even convinced his harshest critics in southern Illinois that he was a good guy. He was a marvelous senator. He ran in the primaries. He had a well-thought-out game plan, and look where we are today. I mean, maybe there's some kind of higher power that just lined that up and meant it to happen.
Again, amen. And in that same thought, I wanted to say a great heartfelt thank you, to John, to the station, to AM 760. I just recently was turned on to you guys in the last 8 to 10 months. And what you guys, the service that you provide for the community, I think proof is in the pudding in the fact that you've had the conservatives that you've had call in this morning who are regular listeners. Who appreciate your service to this community. Not on the left, not on the right, just the service. Disagreement is what brings this country a full steam ahead pace. Disagreement is what we live for, because each individual should have their own perspective. And I'm just thankful that last night the Democratic perspective was the prevailing perspective.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, I couldn't live without Steve and Mark. As much as I get crossways with both of them, I love them both, and I'm glad that they call up and that they're part of the show. And anybody else who's conservative, like Nate and anybody else, is always welcome here. And we might get hot, we might get passionate, but the thing is, that doesn't mean you can't come back the next day. And I want every kind of opinion on this show, and I don't think it should be limited to anything. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you, Jay. Take care, brother.
This news just in from the Associated Press, it has reversed its call for Republican Senator Norm Coleman winning over Al Franken, saying that the recount, that there's a recount that's going to be required before a winner can be declared. So it's so close there in Minnesota that they're going to go through a recount. So keep your fingers crossed, and maybe Al will come out on top in that. I mean, that was really a closely contested race. Unbelievable. Here's Kendall in Denver. Kendall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
Well, I have to say, first of all, I disagree with one of your previous callers. America did not speak last night. America stood up, walked over, grabbed them by the throat, and yelled down their face. I am so happy about what happened. But I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a lot of my friends are saying, well, it's Grady won, but he's a socialist. And I don't see him as a socialist. And I'm wondering, am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything. Ask them to define a socialist to you, and then ask them if redistribution of the wealth upwards and up the ladder, if that's socialism, and making a $750 billion bank bailout, financial bailout, if that's, if they consider that to be socialism. Ask them if they consider all of the corporate welfare and tax breaks that are given to large corporations in this country, if they consider that to be socialism. And if they do consider it to be socialism, then ask them then, why are they charging, you know, if they say no, that's not socialism, then ask them, why is it that they are charging, making these charges about Barack Obama being a socialist, when all he's doing, if you listen to the entire cut in the exchange between him and Joe the phony plumber, that all he was talking about is he was talking about maintaining and strengthening a progressive tax system, which this country has had, I believe, since Woodrow Wilson, and that you need to ask them to define to you what socialism is, because socialism is a broad term that encompasses a lot of different ideas about economic equality, and there are extremes on that end, which is Marxist-Leninism, and then there's also democratic socialism, and then there's also the FDR New Deal type of socialism, which is unique to America, really, I think, in a lot of ways. So you need to pin them down and ask them to define that for you, and where they get that idea, and who told them, and have them tell you.
Yeah. Well, see, I've always seen it as like this. You know, I'm going out to dinner with my rich friend, and I'm barely making ends meet, and every time we eat dinner, he sticks me with the check. And I see Barack Obama saying, okay, it's time for you to pick up the check a couple of times.
Well, we're all going to have to sacrifice. This is the whole point. And this whole idea that we can always fly for free, and that so goes the ultra-rich, so goes the country, is not true. And we can't fly for free. I don't care if you make $300,000 a year or $500,000 a year, or you make $35,000 a year. Nobody is going to fly for free, and we have flown for free for too long, and that's why we're in the mess we're in, and we're going to have to tighten our belts and clean it up.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, I've always said the best tax plan is a flat rate.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. The best tax plan is a progressive tax plan that treats people fairly.
Right.
All right, Kendall. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
8:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here with Flat Traffic is John Turk.
Jay, starting to clear up around the city. Just got one crash, a new one northbound I-25 around 120th. Going to see some. Actually, it's on the southbound side. Forgive me. Southbound I-25 around 120th. Going to see some brake lights back around 136th Avenue. Our really treacherous driving this morning is in the high country. Got a accident involving a semi westbound I-70 near Loveland, and now 285 closed at Kenosha Pass due to a jackknife semi. So once you get past Conifer, you're not going to be able to go any further for heading southbound. Again, 285 closed at Kenosha Pass. We do have some driving restrictions, chain restrictions, rather, on I-70 as you're moving in and out of the high country at the Eisenhower Tunnel and, again, over Vail Pass. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder. Look for a high in the mid-40s. Certain areas of the metro could receive some more rain, possibly snow. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Saturday, November 8th, Walmart has great deals, including the 80-gig Sony PS3 with a $100 Walmart.
Ah, tis the season for the Christmas shop at Walmart, with shatterproof ornaments for $5 and unbeatable prices on pre-lit trees, tree skirts, trimmings, wreaths, LED lights, and all things holiday. You'll get the Christmas you've always wanted.
Visit the Christmas shop in the Garden Center at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
To make change.
This is what makes us a fabulous place
this
to live.
This is the most exciting night of my lifetime and of perhaps of yours as well.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chris.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Sharon.
I'm a landscaper.
I run a salon. I just launched a gift shop.
Since I put an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages, business is up.
Way up. There's no better way to get business up than with an ad in the Verizon Yellow Pages or on superpages.com.
Every time we place an ad,
traffic goes up. And we've given your customers even more reason to pick up the Verizon Yellow Pages with coupons, special offers, and great discounts.
Sales are definitely looking up.
Plus, by advertising on superpages.com, you'll reach more people who are searching for a business like yours.
Calls are up.
So talk with one of our sales representatives. They can design you a customized advertising program, including our Solutions Direct Mail products. That's downright uplifting. The Verizon Yellow Pages, superpages.com, and Solutions Direct Mail, where life is looking up.
For more information on advertising in the Verizon Yellow Pages and superpages.com, please call 303-731-6266. Verizon Yellow Pages, where life is looking up.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real, get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company Liberty Bell is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles, 303 Bundles.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke Free. Call 1-800-322-3799 today. 1-800-322-3799. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
This is an historic election, and I recognize the special significance it has for African Americans and for the special pride that must be theirs tonight. I've always believed that America offers opportunities to all who have the industry and will to seize it. Senator Obama believes that, too.
First-class act last night from John McCain. 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Snow Likely, high today 43. 303-713-7600, and let me see if I got time to squeeze in another call. Let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I was just calling you on this great Wednesday morning to say how good it feels after last night and the amazing campaign and energy that Barack Obama has exuded over the last couple years, and how people have connected on that and just how good it feels. And I also want to say, no matter how nasty John McCain got or how much I couldn't stand what he was doing during the election, last night I could tell his speech really came from the heart and it was really eloquent, and I think it was a first important step of letting the other side know that, you know, Barack's message is right, enough of the partisan bickering, and we do have to find some way to come together and everyone work together to get all the problems solved.
I agree. His speech was magnificent. Hey, man, thank you, Brian. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. All right, more of your calls coming up on the other side here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, so feel free to chime in because we need your input.
One when it costs no more to have two. The Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The entire stock of suits. Buy one at our regular price, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider all handcrafted sport coats. Buy one, get one free. All dress pants. Buy one, get one for free. Even cotton twill pants. Buy one, get one free. And every executive dress shirt, buy one, and your second is free. Plus, two extra bonuses. All corduroy blazers, $79. And every Pima cotton sweater, only $19. Hurry to Joseph A. Bank. All suits, buy one, and your second is free.
Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. America's 43rd president congratulates the 44th.
I told the president-elect he can count on complete cooperation from my administration as he makes the transition to the White House.
President Bush says he called Barack Obama to congratulate him on his impressive victory.
No matter how they cast their ballots, all Americans can be proud of the history that was made yesterday.
It was a sweeping win for Obama in an election that produced a record turnout of more than 130 million. Obama won 52% of the popular vote and 349 electoral votes. How did the balloting break down? Here's CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
McCain won the vote of more women than Obama. About 57% of females went Republican. The black vote was up, and 96% of African Americans across the country voted for Obama. McCain won 53% of the white vote. More than two-thirds of Hispanics backed Obama, a much higher percentage of their vote than won by John Kerry 4 years ago.
And beyond the numbers, this man in Harlem says the election represents a fresh start.
This means diversity for everyone. This means a change and a new beginning to really try to rescope this and do it the right way.
Obama remains in Chicago after last night's victory party. Let's go live to the Windy City and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president-elect is expected to move very quickly on his economic team and key staff positions. White House veterans agree the time is of the essence. Former Bush White House official Dan Bartlett and Clinton press secretary Dee Dee Myers discussed it on the CBS News Early Show.
It's important to demonstrate the preparation, that they're ready for this moment.
Signal that you are going to make appointments to your White House quickly, that you have a handle on these problems.
Problems that, of course, start with the economic mess. The president-elect, by the way, will start receiving daily intelligence briefings tomorrow. Live in Chicago, I'm Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, along with winning the White House, Democrats consolidated their hold on Capitol Hill.
I'm Bob Fuss in Washington. The Democratic wave swept down the ballot, and just 2 years after winning control of Congress, Democrats expanded their majorities in the House and Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The American people have called for a new direction. They have called for a change.
A number of incumbent Republicans lost their seats, including Senators Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina and John Sununu in New Hampshire.
And there were an array of ballot questions up for grabs. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
Nick, California's proposed ban on same-sex marriage still unknown. Vote counting continues there. A similar ban passing in Florida. In Arkansas, another defeat for gay rights forces. Voters approving a measure banning unmarried couples from adopting. In Colorado and South Dakota, voters defeating bans on abortion, measures to cut or even eliminate income taxes. In North Dakota and Massachusetts, they fail. Washington state voters approve an assisted suicide law. Nick?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 124 points. This is CBS News.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-1443. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-400-1443. That's 1-800-400-1443. Call now, 1-800-400-1443.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado largely blue this morning. In addition to 5 of 7 House seats and a Democrat governor, the state now has 2 Democratic Party senators.
I think one of the reasons I was hired tonight is I work with everybody. I have a record of looking for the best ideas. I don't care if they're Republican ideas or Democratic ideas. That's what I'll do in the Senate.
Mark Udall celebrating an election victory over Republican Bob Schaefer. In the U.S. House, Colorado 2nd District winner Jared Polis becomes among the few openly gay lawmakers in Washington.
Yeah, there's one gay man, Barney Frank, one woman, Tammy Baldwin, so I will be the third out of 435. And I think wherever people stand on the spectrum, whether you're for McCain, Obama, Hillary, whoever you liked and didn't like, this has been an election of breaking barriers, which is what America's all about.
Polis joins another congressional newcomer, Betsy Markey, and incumbents Diana DeGette, John South, Perlmutter as Democrat winners. Republicans Doug Lamborn and Mike Kaufman also won. On the Colorado ballot, most amendments went down.